Blog Talk Radio.
God will make a way. I know that He will. I've seen it and He will. Make a way.
Tell you thank you for coming. Thank those that's come in to fellowship with us today. We're going to have a mighty, mighty hallelujah good time today. And the reason I can say that boastfully is because we're going to hear a word from the Lord today. And when you know God and the pardon of your sins, sisters and brothers, and you get a chance to hear a word from the Lord, I promise you, it will tickle your fancy before you hear the word. It'll do that to you. It'll make you start smiling. It'll make you start laughing and crying. Sometimes you'll shed crocodile tears just knowing that you are about to hear a word from God. So I say we're going to have a hallelujah shouting good time today. I want to give you all a little bit today. First of all, let me apologize for not doing my appetizer yesterday. Brother D just totally forgot. There's no other answer I can give you. I just totally forgot that I was supposed to be on there doing it, and when I thought about it, it was too late. Brother Dog had reminded me of it last night about 9 o'clock. So Brother D, just apologize to those that be listening and waiting for it. I'm going to ask you to come and go with me real quick. Those that have your Bibles handy, I want you to find the book of Mark. Book of Mark. Find the 4th chapter of Mark. And I want you to find the 5th chapter of Mark. And we're going to do something real quick, and Brady's going to get them out the way. How about that? Amen? Amen. You know, I was privileged here the other day, riding in my truck. And I tell you all many, many times in the past, sometimes I know they be saying, why is that grown man with all that gray hair in his head sitting in that truck just smiling and crying at the same time? There must be something good going on in there. And you've heard me say 1,001 times how I don't know how you do it. But then I have to say I do know how you do it. It's just, the Bible says that Lord give our talents, and it's just got to be His talent, because the song that Brother Dog played today is a perfect fitting for what I want to show my sister and brothers real quick. It's like it's just a perfect fit. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. So I couldn't ask him to play it, but he just have an inkling for knowing what song to play. Now watch this here. I want you to try one real quick. In the book of Mark, in the 4th chapter, and we're going to do something. You know, I was about to tell you a second ago, brother, you know, we can't keep his thoughts together sometimes. You know, I was privileged as I was writing. I was privileged to hear one of the great singers in the gospel field. And he was telling a story. And he says how his father had asked him to come go to the store. And it was getting dark. And his neighbor down in the street there a little bit had a dog. And he said he was so scared of that dog. And he was scared to walk to the store for fear that dog would be out. Now, the dog was inside the fence, but just the fact that she had this big old dog, it scared him. So his father asked him, said, I want you to come go to the store. He said, but someone walk with you. And he said, just knowing that his daddy was walking behind him, he was brave as brave could be. He said he walked on down that road, and he was telling the old dog as he walked in, bother me now, I got my daddy with me. Come out here and bark at me now for my daddy.
All right, now.
And now I want y'all to hear that now. He said, my daddy's with me. Now look what the words say. See, you can feel so much comfortable, so much confidence. You feel so assured of yourself when you know your daddy with you. He said, bark at me now. Now look what the Bible says. I'm going to get out of the way real quick here. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says, and there arose, we'll start the 37th verse, try to make this quick. And the Bible says, there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat against the ship, so that it was now filled. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep, he being Jesus. Go see that in a minute. He was asleep. So he was on a pillow, and they awoke him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, fear. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now, hold that real quick, and let's go to chapter 5. Let's go to chapter 5 real quick. Let's look at verse 28. We ain't going to prolong. We're going to read it real quick. Verse 28. Verse 28 says, for she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Now you all remember I told you a story. How the little boy said, come bark at me now. I got my daddy with me. You see all the confidence and the strength that he had because he had his daddy with him. When they went down to awake Jesus, they was afraid. But you see, they had so much confidence that Jesus would make everything all right. They woke him up and asked him, said, do you care that we perish? And he stood up and said, peace, be still. And the Bible goes on to tell him that the wind obeyed him. She says, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. You see how much confidence she had in knowing if I could just, ooh, thank you, Jesus. You know what I said, T? Brother, you hear me? She said, if I could just touch his clothes, not heal, but if I just
right,
his clothes, she said, I'll be made whole. You know, look what she said there. She not said, I believe I'll be made whole. I think I'll be made whole. I hope I'll be made whole. They not saying, Lord, will you get up? Can you get us out there? What you think we should do? What you think we should hide?
All they asked was,
careth not that we perish, and he stood up and said three words, peace. Be still.
All right.
Peace. Be still. All brother D trying to get you to see, sisters and brothers, when you get yourself, you heard me say from there, I said, when you know you about to hear a word from the Lord, it'll make you happy before you hear the word.
Yes, it
she
will.
Had
yes,
confidence.
It
come on now. You know what I'm saying? She had so much confidence in it before she touched him. They knew that Christ could do something about the wind and the rain before they woke him up. The reason I can say that, bro, Eric, they had to know it because they said, care is not that we perish. you can stop this. You can make this wind obey. And he said three words. Be still. Yes, be still. Sisters and brothers, all we got to do is get ourselves a relationship with the Lord. We need to get in touch with God Almighty. That's all, bro. These guys say, bro, they ain't going to hold you, Lord. And I was sitting there saying to myself, what do we open up with today? And my Bible fell on peace, be still. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to whisper a word of prayer. We're going to ask Monty if she would lead us in a word of prayer. After prayer, we're going to ask Brother Eric if he would come and lead us in his own way. And we're going to do this thing and get on out of it. You know, you all hear me say, I want you to be glad to see us come and glad to see us leave. We're going to get on out of the way today. Chief, will you lead us in prayer? Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the service on today, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the speaker on today, Father God. Father God, we thank you for each and every one that came out to hear the word today. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for just being God, for watching over us, for being our shepherd, God, for being our everything, God. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, and we thank you for waking us up this morning, Father God, and starting us on our way. Keeping us in a safe and sound mind, God. Yes. Father God, we thank you. But when we began to walk, Father God, we was able to walk from point A to point B. All because of your blessing, Father God. Beautiful. It is nothing of us, but it's all you, God. Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, God, for blessing us to wake up and find our families doing fine, God. Father God, and we know you're able. Father God, we thank you for the mind that you give us to stay on you, God. We thank you for the mind that you give us to want to serve you, want to worship you, want to know you, God. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for being almighty God and God all by yourself. Lord, we just thank you. Now, Father God, we ask you to bless this message on today. Bless the one that is to give the message, Father God. Father God, anoint him, Father God. Open his heart, his mind, his soul, and let him release blessings to each and every ear of the word, Father God. Let us take it in and receive it, that it can carry us day by day. Father God, we thank you and we forever praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. 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 Of course, you here will be the speaker himself. Let him come in his own way. Let the Lord have his way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Is I'm open, Brother D?
Yes. Come on, my brother.
I'm over here. Yeah, you know, I'm over here. I didn't hear nothing. You know, I know how this boy goes to sound, you know.
Yeah, we can hear you loud.
Well, I tell you, Sister Mary, thank you for that beautiful prayer and introducing the Spirit of God in. Brother D, I really truly thank for the opportunity to convey God's love, you know. I just believe this Sister Mary, Reverend, I believe Reverend Henry's on too. I just believe that when we come together, you know, we come together because this is about love.
Yes.
This is about love. And I truly believe, we're living in a time that we don't express it enough. You know, we don't express it enough. I think a lot of folks say with the lips, with the heart not there. I believe that. But I do believe there are some people really love people. And that's why we come out.
Amen.
That's why we come out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and the appetizers to show God's love. You know, and that's what we're going to try to do tonight. We're going to try our best to be able to come in and watch this, Sister Mary, decrease so God can increase.
All right.
I'm going to say something, you know, I don't do no disclaimer. I just give God's word. Amen? Just give God's word. You know, and I got a word that I've been dealing with for a little while, Brother D and Sister Mary and whoever can hear me. It's going to be in Luke. It's going to be in chapter 17. Luke, the physician. You know, some of them don't know. What I'm saying when I say physician.
Yes, come on now. Come on now.
And I want to make sure I got a good understanding when I say this physician. You know, God allowed him to pin this. You know, and I'm just going to use four scriptures. And I ain't gonna be long with it either. That's what they say in the pool up here, right?
You might catch that
late, though. You might catch that low. These church folks might catch that little late, low. I want to look at this here. And I'm gonna try to see something what God gave to me while I was in the light, you know. And I'm gonna bring it out from the, you know, so we can expose some things there. Some of these scriptures you might just quote out top of your head, but I won't go in here with a little teaching. And if God allow preaching coming, it is what it is. But I want to look at two things with this, Sister Mary and Brother D and Reverend, if you're still on, and all the ones who listen. I want to deal with two. There's two laws we're looking at right here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Leading another one to sin and bringing judgment.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Another one is, and the other law is forgiving others is a essential. Forgiving of others is a essential. So I want to look
Come
at that
on,
and I'm gonna get out your way. I'm going to look at that. I'm going to get out your way. You know, I can get 4 points, 5 points. I just want to look at them right there, and I'm going to get all the way out your way because I want you to hear me good when I say this here. Luke was a great writer, right? And his writing was so open that God knew that he knew how to put the English language so all men can read it and understand it later on. Paul was a hard reader, Sister Mary, Brother D. You just can't go to Paul and just read Paul's letters and figure out some of the things he said. But Luke, he was a careful writer, you know, and God liked him to write, you know. And if he penned this, it's going to sound like that he didn't mean it, but he did mean it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because I look at my book, as I'm still in the book. It's some, this stuff got some red in it. Is y'all book got this stuff in there? Red in it. Well, is I'm still there? As last I know, when you see red, who's speaking?
Jesus.
Amen. Reverend, I love how the discipline of this law. It's really, if you just read the whole context, you read from 1 through 10, you'll see the four laws. But I just want to touch on these one here because I really believe a lot of people are going to miss heaven because they won't forgive. A lot of people
going to
miss heaven watch this here. You know what I'm worried about. A lot of people going to, I'm talking about church folk, going to miss this mark because of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of folks going to miss it because there are stumbling blocks. Because there are stumbling blocks. We're going to look at that stumbling block. Now, look what the scripture said. Then said, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what it said now. Then said unto the disciples, this Jesus now, it is impossible but that offense will come, but woe unto him to whom they come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, it would be better for him, Brother D, it'd be better for him to have a millstone were hung about his neck, and he was cast into a sea. Watch this now. That he should offend one of these little ones. I want to stop for a minute because I want to deal with this stumbling block. No, I want to deal with this causing people to sin. You know, you put it out there, and it's like temptation, my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that
mm-hmm.
offense. It's like a stumbling block. You know, I stumble over a lot of things. I stumble over feet. I stumble over a hole, and then I went by there again, Sister Mary, brother, sister, and I knew that step was there. So I kind of watch my step because it makes me stumble. Mm-hmm. You know, so is we are believers. If we put someone out there, and Jesus is trying to tell them they're going to have some problems because he's dealing with his disciples. You're going to have some problems because people are going to put some stumbling things in your life.
Yes, they will.
I want to tell you something. In this stumbling around here, somebody ain't stumbling in the darkness. Some people are stumbling in the light. Help me, Holy Spirit.
In the light. Come on now. Come on.
God's word.
Yes, sir.
Know God's word. Love God's word. And allow it to trip them. So watch this here. See, we've been taught, sisters and brothers, that when we are in the mode of helping someone, it has to be with love. It has to be examined with love. Why did I say that? One of our favorite passages, my sisters and brothers, God so loved the world, help me, Holy Spirit, he gave in him to not perish, but have what? Eternal life. Now, I want to say that a lot of people know they can quote it just like this, but I want to tell you something. That was love.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that if you've been around Romans 3 and 23 over there, he said we all have what? Came short of the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Every one of us that fell short. And sometimes we go in and out and in and out. He said, well, if you do this, now watch this. Mm-hmm. Now. He said, if you do this, my son, that millstone, right, that millstone, see, they normally take a big old stone and then wrap around one of them, we call it an ass or a donkey, and then wrap around
mm-hmm.
them. So watch this here. And he was tamed with that. Then also they take the millstone and they crush things with it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they crush stuff. Some of the women be there and they take the brine and they take the wheat and they grind it down. He said it's going to be like that when he hangs him on
mm-hmm.
his neck and cast him in the sea, and it's so weighted that, you know, that's where they probably those gangsters got this from, Brother D, when they throw people in the sea over there and tie sea men on them, you know, and let them sink on down,
yes,
so
sir.
He ain't going to come back
yes,
up.
Sir.
So Jesus told
him,
he said, it's going to be worse than death if you touch one of my little ones.
Well,
so I say this here.
Come on now.
Lord, help me, Holy Spirit. I say this here with love. I'm saying this with love. We have to be careful mm-hmm. how we handle
mm-hmm.
one another. Help me, Holy Spirit. We have to be so careful because we didn't, what, we didn't birth them? That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we didn't give, what, we didn't give them breath? That's another thing. And you know what
mm-hmm.
we did? We didn't die for them. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Didn't die for
so if
didn't
you
die
see
for.
This, oh, I know I'm right about it. If you see this and you're saying you've been a stumbling block, help me, Holy Spirit. If you're saying you've been somewhere you can call someone to sin, oh, help me. What I'm saying about that, Reverend Henry and sisters and brothers, I'm trying to tell you, you got to be careful to shatter God's people. You got to be careful when you say things that what offend folks. And you know what? And I said, he's talking about church folks. Oh, help
mm-hmm.
me, Holy Spirit. He's talking about somebody going to
church. Now.
He talking about somebody fading that, can I say this in the way, fading that door, going in there and raising their hand and saying hallelujah. And when they get on the parking lot, they'll flush you out. They'll come and talk about your back. They say this and that. And God said, don't do that. Don't put no stumbling block. Well, the scripture is plain. The scripture is plain. If you allow me, the reason why he said it, because we are teachers, right? Can you come with me and James for a minute? Can you really come with me with James for a minute?
No.
I just want to ease off with James just for a little bit, and then I'm going to show you where I'm coming from. James was at chapter 3. Let me know you're not there. Let me know when
yeah,
you're not there.
Yeah.
Look what it said, Rev. He said, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that now? He said, my brother. I'm reading the King James. I'm sorry. I'm reading the King James. My brother, be not many masters. Now, that master means teacher. Yeah, that's what it means, master. He said, why he said that? He said, know that we shall receive the greater condemnation.
Yeah.
He said, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, help me, Holy Spirit, is able to what? Also, brother, the whole body. Help
right.
me, Holy Spirit. Hey, Reverend, James was telling us that we are serving God. We're teaching God's word. He said, when we hallowing God's word, because he's dealing with disciples now, but when we hallowing God's word and we hallowing God's people, we have to watch it because we're going to be judged more harder. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me. I know everybody want to get in the pulpit. I know everybody wants to sit behind the sacred desk and teach and preach God's word, but it ain't Galen Grant. Because you see a few people on TV, there's a story about some of them TDJs. There's a story about some of
them
that you look up to.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
just, you see the glory on them. You see the sign. You see the nice gaiters. You see the nice shoes. You see the nice hat.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a story behind all that there. You know, they
yes,
know that what they doing. Now, I've been taught, Reverend Henry, and Brother D, I've been taught every
mm-hmm.
pastor, help me, Holy Spirit, is getting
mm-hmm.
that church that God allowed him to be overseer of it. He allowed
mm-hmm.
him, what, to show them God
yes,
and persuade
yes,
them
yes,
that Jesus is salvation. be held accountable for that. Now, watch this. Now, if they fall, help me, Holy Spirit. If they do fall, if they just fall down flat on their face, you know, the worldly folks will cut them up. But it's bad shame when the church cut them up. We should lift them up in prayer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And allow God to do all the other things that would be, what, correct the error there. Help me, Holy Spirit. So don't be a stumbling block. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, Brother Dawg played a song on me, and I was on here, and I gave it to Reverend them a long time ago. I think Brother heard it. I don't want to be no stumbling block, because heaven is my goal.
Every day.
I got to keep on moving. Because heaven is
right
my goal.
I can't let myself
call my brother or sister to fall. I got to messages I'm carrying away. I got to be able to understand that God's eyes is everywhere. Help me, Holy
Spirit. Yes, it is.
He listens to people's thoughts right now. There's some people probably saying, what is he saying? What is he doing? Why would he present this? Because I'm telling you, we come together too often on these kind of back lines, the front lines.
Mm-hmm.
We come together so much that we hang real for hours and hours. Eventually, somebody's going to get mad. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Eventually, somebody's going to say something wrong. But it's got to be, I was telling my team, you know, we race car, and there's a few of us there. I said, when we in this race game, this is what I told them. I said, when we in this race game, it's going to be somebody in our group that have a level head. When this thing gets escalated, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, when it gets really escalated, it's got to be somebody, man, we don't want to go that route. We got to.
That's right.
No coward. That might not be good grammar. I just told it all up now. But it doesn't make you any kind of a coward to humble yourself. Because it pays off. I learned something, Brother D. I'm going to get some other scriptures. But I learned a soft answer turn away wrath, man.
It turns away wrath.
You ain't got to fool nobody. You just tell them peace that I try to come. And peace I leave. You know, it don't make you weak at all. What it does, it calls you a stronger man. A stronger woman. It's because you're a stronger child in God. Now, I must move along. If you are
come
a man of mine, my little woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you, you don't want God to come at you. Hey! See, man can do something to you. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Man can do something to you. You know what man can do? He can just harm the body. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He can just harm the body. But you don't want God to get on you. I don't care how you look. I don't care how long you've been on this word. If you get God to turn to you and turn his wrath on you, and he's talking about turning his wrath on me, God. He's talking about putting them in the sea and let them drown. So he turned that on you and hold your help me, Holy Spirit. Well, what I'm trying to say, you don't want God to fight that battle against you. You want God to fight that battle with you. Now, I'm not telling you to pray against nobody. I'm not telling you to do all that there. I'm trying to tell you to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Because
if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, Brother Henry and sisters and brother, let me tell you something. Mama told me something a long time ago. I didn't understand until I got a little older and got in the Word. She said, boy, you got to stand still. So what you talking about, Mama?
Yes, sir.
She said,
yes,
you don't have to stand still. I said, Mama, you're moving too much. She said, you're moving too much.
Mm-hmm.
I see you look dirt. You got to stand still. What you mean? She said, and watch the salvation God. You're moving too much, son. But I had to go the hard way to understand that, Brother D. Let me get home. Take heed to yourself. He said, if thy brother trespass against thee. Watch this now. He said, rebuke him. I'm going to get something real good out. This is real here. He said, if he repent. He's going to word now. Forgive him.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be misunderstood. Look, I'm trying to get it out plain as I can. He said, if he trespass against thee seven times in a day. He said, seven times in a day. Turn again. What he said, could be, said, I repent. Thou said, what? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Forgive him.
He said, forgive me.
That sounds so good.
You got to be stopped, man. You mean to tell me that man repentantly come to me doing these same things, and he talking about, I'm sorry, repent. The book said. Now, I didn't say it. Jesus said it. He told the disciples, when they come to you like that and you offend them, he said, now, I want you to rebuke them. But look at the word now. Don't play with the word. See, when people hear rebuke, it messes them up a little bit, Reverend Henry. It messes them up, Brother D. It just kind of just messes them up a little bit. But it is not what people do think, because we supposed to do with love. Help me, Holy Spirit. We don't supposed to say, man, you drank too much. Man, you're a liar, man. You cuss too much, man. Man, you're going straight to hell. You know, but when you are really truly, well, I still say it now. I'm not saying we condoning it. I'm trying to tell them, you got to understand there are spiritual levels. You can't get nobody to come to church the same day you've been in 40 years. And they enter in and say they're going to be saying,
come on
you
now.
You
come
got
on
to
now.
Pray for them and hold it. It was a time, Brother D, you probably don't remember this. It was a time they had a little bitch up there. You know, Mountain,
yes,
and
sir.
He took a cross with it. But prior to that, Reverend, He had some people put him in a courtroom one day, and they took the clothes off of him, and they put a stone, two-inch stone in his head. Oh, help him.
And
they pushed it in his head, and blood started coming down, and they started marking him, talking about, you be the king.
You be the king.
They started praising him and started laughing at him, and they told him.
Yes, he did.
You know what he did? He kept on doing it. He kept on
helping
Jesus. Some of us can't hold Jesus. Somebody said, man, you ain't no good. Man, you better get out of my face. You ain't this. I'm going to do this to you. But Jesus didn't say a mumbling word because he knew one day somebody going to talk about it. He knew one day somebody going to hold us up to us to say, what, assassinate our character. Well, you know what he did? He just kept on going. Reverend Henry, you know what he did? He allowed them to put a tree on. They call it a cross. But he allowed them to put a tree on his back, and he was a cabin with this thing. He was the cabin with this thing. You know what he did, Brother D? After he got about midway going up, you know what he did? He fell down.
Yes, he did.
You know what he did?
He
took a knee for you and I, Reverend.
He took a knee for you, Brother D.
Because
yes,
he know one day you and I are going to hit them knees one day because we done got into so much trouble or we need some burden put off of us. He knew one day if my father can get on his knees, I can get on his knees. But he got on up because he got help by a stranger, picked him up, and he kept on going. I'm almost home, y'all. And he went on to tell him this thing. You know what he did, Brother D? While people were laughing, he just took his left hand and laid it over there, and they nailed it in there. You know what he did, Brother D? He took his right hand and met the nail in the desert. You know what he did, Brother D? He never take a nail and nail it. And we got the nastiness to be mad at each other, and somebody took all that for us. And you know what he did? He saw that man digging the hole. He saw that man digging a hole. And we were digging that hole, Brother D. And they messed up and did something, Brother D. Reverend Henry. You know what they did, Reverend Henry? They messed up and lifted up my Savior. You know what they did, Reverend? He told him, if I be lifted up on earth, I will draw all men unto me. I don't know why I was sinking in sin. I knew I was going to hell. I was going to hell bound. But one day, I reached my hand to the master's hand. Ever since then, I turned it around and started walking.
What you saying, Reverend?
I want to tell you, it's still hope.
I want to tell you,
Jesus laid there. Let me rush on a little bit, y'all. You know what he did? He died.
Did he really die?
Yes, he died. You know what he did, Reverend? The fruit, the sun, and the sun, and the wind refused to even function, and he died. You know what he did, Reverend? He said he went to a tomb. I'm home now, y'all. He went to a tomb on a Friday. He went to a tomb on a Saturday all day. Well, I'm going to be out here telling you what I tell you. I just believe, you might want to argue today all you want to, but I believe he got up on a Sunday with all power in his hand. May God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. He got up. My soul said he got up. Reverend Harry, he got up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know he got up. Reading, I can unequivocally say he got up. It's because I live. I live because he got up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Soul said, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. He got up. Sisters and brothers that's on with us, that's fellowshipping with us today, we just want to let you all know that he got up.
Yes.
And we want to tell Jesus, thank you for going to the cross. Thank you for staying 3 days just like you said. Thank you for getting up just like you said. Thank you for having all power just like he said. In the name of Jesus, my soul cried.
Excuse me, Brother D. Excuse me, Brother D. I just got some more energy. Jesus. Hey, Brother D. You know what he did, Brother D? He had some power before he went in, but he had to come back and get help. He had to come back and get help. He had to take care by the devil's hand. And so we, you and I can say what we say right now. I live.
Yes, Lord.
I live. Because he took death out of the devil's hand. Oh, help.
It's completed now.
Let me shut up.
It is. In the name of Jesus. It is. My brother said it's completed. Reverend Harris says that he can show a dying world that he lives.
That's
Christ
right.
Live. Christ lives. Reverend, he lives. In the name of Jesus. My soul is on fire.
So, Praise God.
You live. I know you live.
Mm-hmm.
I know you live because he lives in my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So he lives so much, he make a man cry. He lives so much, he make a man cry.
Jesus.
What he's doing. He's doing rabbit. Y'all better get off this.
Thank you.
We better get off this show, man.
Man.
Yes, Lord. They whooped him, remember? They whooped him.
Yes, they did.
According to Scripture, they spit on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he forgave him for it. He said, Father, they know not what they do.
Right.
He forgave. He forgave. My soul said, yes, Lord. Ooh, thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, Reverend Henry.
Come on, Reverend Henry. Come on, Reverend Henry. You know we got to hear somebody. Come on, help us. Sister Mary, watch out. Y'all, anybody lying?
Praise the Lord. Thank God today. Thank him. Thank him. Because he lives. I can
thank you,
Jesus. Thank him all day tomorrow. Because he lives. So all fear is gone. Because I know who holds tomorrow. And I'm so glad he's holding our hand. We thank the Lord for that word today. Thank him. It is a necessity and it is essential that we forgive and that we love. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Like how you brought that out, unless repentance is also necessary. Praise the Lord. He spoke with his disciple there. He gave him instruction when someone trespassed against you. But if they don't repent, rebuke them. But if they repent, it's our duty that we must forgive them. Hallelujah. That's what we need more in this world today is forgiveness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
You
know, some just come to mind. Some say the blood came streaming down. You say, I know it was the blood that saved me. I know it was the blood that saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Came there, sweet Calvary cross. I just want to tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for just being God. Thank you for looking down on nothing. Nothing but old piece of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And giving it a chance. Christ died that we might live. I know he died. I know he rose again, just like he said. Because he died that we might live. My soul said yes to his word and yes to his way. You ought to look over Brother D sometime. I tell you, when the word go forth, they don't tell you how I might act. Because my Bible has instructed me, if you're ashamed, oh man. Down there before man, he said, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in glory. And I will let my Father be ashamed of me for being ashamed of him. I used to hear Marcus say sometime we'd be in rehearsal, and he would start crying and just shouting glory, hallelujah. And he would say, I wouldn't have a God that I couldn't feel sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, I couldn't serve a God that I couldn't feel sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. I just couldn't do it. I want to feel him sometimes. I
yes,
want to feel his hand just wave across and touch me and say, you're mad. I would have a God that I could feel in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I've truly enjoyed the word today. I truly have enjoyed the word today. Oh, Pastor Monty, if you have any closing remarks before we prepare to get out of here. T.
Amen. Truly, I enjoyed the message. I mean, and everything that was said was so very true. And I just want to, I don't have much to say. I tell you, when the word has been preached thoroughly, there isn't anything to add. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Yes,
because he lives,
yes, sir.
All my fears are gone.
That's it, because I know.
And Lord, I know he holds the future.
Life
is worth the living.
That's brilliant.
He lives.
Yes.
Because he lives,
come on, Dad.
I can face tomorrow.
Yeah,
because he lives. All my fears are gone, and Lord, I know. Oh, the future. And life is worth. It's worth it. And life is worth.
Yeah.
And life is worth living just because he lives. Wonderful message. You, brother.
Yes, Lord, he lives.
Oh, let me just make that announcement.
He lives. He lives.
Amen.
Lives. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
My.
And let me just announce. Glory be to God. No, God is good. Be with us again on tomorrow night, same time, same station, for a time for reflection. And as always, God has the word for you. Glory be to God. Pray our strength in the Lord. Back into your hands, Brother D.
He lives. Sister, brother, he lives. He lives.
Yes, he does.
Such a true soul. He lives.
Yeah,
he died with the old Calvary.
Yeah.
For you and I.
Yeah,
he
right.
rose one
yeah.
day.
Come
on the
on,
third
man.
Day.
That's
for
it.
You and I.
You
he
and
did
I.
it for you and I. He didn't have to do it for himself. He was
yeah.
already God. He did
yes,
it for
sir.
You and
wow.
I. My soul just say
good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah,
so
him
good.
Good.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I have truly enjoyed the service today.
My God.
I want to ask the question here before we go.
Come on with it.
I know Brother Dog is waiting. Is there anyone out there that's listening to us today? Yes,
sir.
Change the pace a little bit here. If there's anything that you would like to say, of course, you might want to ask. If it was me, my question I would ask would be, how do I get to know this man?
That's it, brother.
You may have something different, you want to say. If you do, if you hit it one way now, I'm sure Brother Dog would open your mic, and we will give you the floor. In the name of Jesus, we'll give you a minute. Some of you out there might feel like we feel.
My.
I can speak for my brothers and Monty. I can speak for
my. Yes, sir.
The Bible said, what, two or three assembled in my name.
That's in the book.
He said,
yeah.
He'll be in the midst. Yes, and Jeremiah said, he was so happy. He said, just like fire.
Just like shut up in my bowl.
Just like fire. Shut up in my bowl.
That's
he was just as happy, brother. He was just as happy.
Hey, Brother D, I know you got to get on. I know you're giving an invitation. Brother D, well, it's somebody, but you know you can feel the Lord. And you can feel his presence. Boy, it is something. I mean, we have a different avenue, Sister Mary. We have a different way, Brother D. You can give God's word. You won't do this here and say, God, take you over here. You know what I'm talking about? He'll take you down another road. And you just go on following. You go on following. Submit to his will.
Yes,
well, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time.
You say yes to his will and yes to his way.
No.
Yes,
I see there's none. I want to thank my brother, Reverend Harry, for coming on with us.
Man,
you know, I just truly believe within my heart that one day, and I believe it's going to be soon, God will make a way for us all to put a face with the day.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if he want to have another word. I'm going to ask my brother if there's anything he would like to say. And after him, we're going to turn the program back into the hands of Brother Dog. Reverend Harry.
No, man. God bless you. Yeah.
God bless
you. Amen. Amen.
You know, I want to say this before we get off. I want to really, really thank the opportunity to convey God's love, you know. People always say, man, how you say you love this person? How you say, I'm really saying this because God put love in my heart. You know what I'm talking about? I have to never see Brother D, but I know the Bible said, try the Spirit. By the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
I'm talking about what it is. Where it be unto God, man. I know God is not going to let us love in vain, you know, because all of us on here, his children. I don't know what level you on. We're all his children. We just want to meet him one day. We're going to meet him one day. And then it ain't going to be no little eyes to you then. We're going to be looking at, and that's going to be God and his son. All
the deacons,
the bishops, the preacher, them pastors,
yes,
all going to get there.
Yes, Lord. I want to invite you all.
Brother Dog.
Those that's listening, you know, we don't do your work. We can't do God's plan Monday through Friday no more. But we do it on Mondays at 5, and on Thursday at 5.
Yeah.
And I say again and again and again, I truly believe that there's enough unsaved peoples in this world that you can attend. To listen to Brother D, Sister Mary, and us, and listen to my brother, Reverend Harry, and Brother Eric, Monday through Thursday, 5 o'clock Central. If you don't have a church home, find you a Bible teaching church. Get your name on roll and serve God. Why the blood is running warm in your veins. Because that will be a couple of days, sister, brother, when your tongue will be glued to your mouth. Your eyes will be stitched closed, and you won't sit in war no more. In the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to turn it over to Brother Dog. Brother Dog, come on.
All right.
We could be here all day.
I was just waiting on y'all to finish washing them dishes with all that noise y'all had on here today. All that noise y'all had on here.
You need to pray in season, pray out of season too, pray for the one that despitefully misuses you, pray and be sincere as the Lord will hear your plea, because it's hard to stumble.
I got to admit now, that old Reverend Eric put one out today, but I don't know what's going on with y'all, though. The good sermon, but we got a lot of background noise. Guys, y'all got to realize when you're on these shows, you need to have your phone on mute if you're not talking, just like right now. I hear a whole lot of background noise. It's four mics over, so it's got to be one of the four of y'all. And when the brother is preaching and you hear all that noise in the background, it's kind of distracting from the word. But he put out a powerful word today, and it was a good sermon. Appreciate you, Reverend Eric. Appreciate God, Reverend Henry coming on for a couple of minutes. And it was a, like Sister Mary said, it was an outstanding service. Outstanding service, Brother B. But we got to do something about that noise, though. That noise is pretty rough, man. Other than that, though, see, it's quiet right now. See, now, whoever got quiet then, you was making noise the whole show. I might be a little bit more critical than everybody else, but trust me, it'd be like I'd be like, you know how you go in a room, you know they say you got a dog room, you go in your room, you close the door, you don't hear nothing, so you be wanting to hear that piece. So when the preacher's preaching, I be wanting to be. That's what I want to be. I want to be in that quietness, in that zone. I want to be zoned out.
Yes,
when I hear that noise, it unzones me though. So. I'm just telling y'all that's future references. Outstanding show, though. Outstanding show as you. And tune in tomorrow. If you ain't got another day, tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to be right back there. All right. Glad to hear everybody good to go. Glad to hear Reverend Henry. Ain't heard Reverend Henry in a minute. Glad to hear him on there mumbling a little bit.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear my brother back there. That joy right there, just hearing him, bro.
Oh yeah. Y'all didn't tell me what was going on, and I heard Reverend Henry kept on talking about Brother Henry. I'm saying, what do you keep calling Reverend Henry for? Reverend Henry ain't over here. Then I looked over here, I see that 817. I said 817 Texas, 817 must be Reverend Henry. Let me open this one up, man. It must be Reverend Henry. Y'all gotta let me know. I ain't that smart when y'all do this, man. You know, his brother B show, and you don't tell me what he's gonna do. He just do it. So you know, I don't know what be going on.
God bless you.
We want to tell you
if you ain't nobody told you this, here, man. You know, God,
I know you love me.
Good God. And
yes.
Let me get my thumb down, man.
All right, come on with it. Come on with it.
Let me let go. See what you did. You double bubble then. But I'm still sitting there. I'm giving you the break. So I'm going to come on in, right? I love you, man. I love you. You know what I mean when I say this? I love you. You got somebody
right.
Always praying. And I know we all praying for
Amen.
You, man. Yeah, we praying
okay.
for you.
Appreciate
man.
It.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sister Mary, we appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow, Sister Mary. And we got somebody over there counting them faith over again. I don't know who that knows, but I'm trying to tell y'all. See, y'all don't realize if you got them phones pick up a lot of background noise, whether you know it or not. It picks up that noise, and you can hear it. But anyway, we're good to go, though. That's the only problem I ever have on the shows is the background noise. I can put up with doggone anything but the background noise. I don't know. It's just something. It does something to me, especially when I'm trying to listen to the word now. Don't make me rebuke y'all. Don't make me rebuke. Yeah. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
You already did.
That concludes,
don't make you rebuke.
Yeah.
You already did.
Well, I'm going to put it like this here. I'm going to put it like this here, Reverend Ed. It wasn't you.
Yeah.
It wasn't Sister Marion. It wasn't Sister Mary, so you know it ain't even two more people now. I ain't gonna call no name. Hey, Reverend Eric, I ain't gonna call nobody name, but I'm just gonna give you their initials. Brother B and Reverend Henry. I'm just gonna give you their initials.
I ain't gonna call no name.
Hey, bro, dog.
Before we go, bro, I want to say this.
And hope that big head joker hear me when I say this. I want the world to know that I'm mad with Bobby Cole.
Oh yeah, because he did stuff. But now you can't get mad at Bobby Cole. Now Bobby Cole, really. Now y'all can't be coming on there.
I'm mad with
Sister Mary. That's Sister Mary.
He came out on Sister Marion's show, so y'all can't beg him on here now. That's Sister Marion's contestant. Y'all can't be stealing Sister Marion people. Y'all can't be stealing
people. I can't get mad at tomorrow night, dude. I can't get mad at tomorrow night.
Yeah. If you don't come on tomorrow and say something, then you can say something. Yeah. Y'all can't be stealing Sister Marion's contestants, you know.
Yeah. All right, I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll take my hey, I'll be like, bro, this script he just gave us. I forgive him. I'll forgive him tomorrow.
All right,
bro. Okay. No.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our prayer ceremony for the day. So y'all can go ahead and hang up and mute your mic. But Sister Mary, you going to hang up now because, you know, Reverend Henry and Reverend Harris, y'all better get on out here just in case.
Mm-hmm.
This thing get a little rocky around here. We don't want to mess up our services, you know. So with that being said, guys, that concludes our ceremony for the day. Appreciate you, everybody, for showing up and coming on. Thank y'all. God bless everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Reverend Henry. You can go ahead and get out here if you want to, Reverend Henry, because we finna turn over to the dog side over here. See, can we talk to a couple of these brothers on this other side over here and get them some spiritual guidance? Let me see what I got here. Let me get ready. All right, racing announcements. Wheelchair, if you got an announcement to make, Wheelchair, time to hit the one button and get your announcement there. I'm trying to find my cue here. You know, they had a storm over here. You know, I had to do it on my phone today because it was a storm.
Xavier McBride, Beat the Heat, Wheel Dog's Birthday Bash, Alabama International Dragway, September 8th and 9th, a $50,000 plus weekend. The Big Payback, Big Boy Racing all weekend long. Log on to Bar Racing now for information. 26-inch heavyweights, 24-inch hard tire, middleweights 26-inch hard tire, 24-inch slicks, and much, much more. 2 days of badass drag racing, September 8th and 9th, Alabama International Dragway. For information, 256-503-8096.
All right, y'all. Like I said, y'all know, you know I'm in love, you know. Y'all, I'm about to play with y'all, but come on in if you got any, what you call them? I got to play my one love song. You know, I got to play my introductory love song every day. I'm going to have one every day.
It's too late because you've done me wrong, girl. Maybe you wouldn't intend to do it, but you did it anyway. And you've broken my heart in the process. Things ain't like they used to be. I ain't got the same feeling. Seems like to me the thrill is gone, you know what I'm talking about? But I want to tell you a story, yeah. It's called Too Late to Try to Do Right. You see, when I warned you, I told you these words. It's too late to try to do right, baby.
Oh, yeah. Come on, nigga. Well,
you've done me wrong for the last time. Nah. It's too late to try to do right, baby. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've done me wrong for the last time, girl. For the last time. When I leave you this time, baby. Uh-huh.
I don't care what
just ain't no need to doing me like you do, baby.
Come on, baby.
After all I've done for you.
Oh,
no. It ain't no need for you to do me like you're doing, baby. No.
Baby.
After all I've done for you. I even do without myself, baby. Just to make sure I take good care of you. Help me out here, fella. All right.
Lamilton, baby. Lamilton.
it off of. Come on, kid. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna leave it alone. Guys, talk. They text me. I got women texting me. Said, "Come on, man. They butchie, watch out, butchie. That damn butchie know everything." Kid, what you got? You got a thing you want to put out right quick, kid? Before we get out of here, anything you want to put out, kid?
No. I'm good.
All right. I got one topic. People keep asking me the same thing, and I keep saying it. I think it's a bunch of bull myself. Personally, I think it's a kid. How far in advance? I ain't just asking kids. Now, anybody want to answer this, hit the one. But how far in advance do you really think they ought to have a lockout kid for a race? How far in advance, kid?
How far in advance? I would say
yes,
a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Like a couple of weeks at the most, on kid.
Yeah.
Kid, like, we got jokers locking out for October and November, man. Come on, man.
Those folks not trying to race. They just trying to get attention.
Come on, man. I didn't want to say that. I thought maybe it just was me. I thought it was just me. 2 weeks at the most. I can see a week. I can see 2 weeks. I normally don't do it but a week out. Unless I got a car. So 601-9397. Come on in there. You hit the one button. What you the one button for? Come on in there.
I thought I wanted to hear kid got it, dog.
No, I want to hear your input. I don't want to hear kid got it. I want to hear what you got to say to.
I was going to say about a week or two, maybe. A month at the most. 3 weeks.
Juice man, you might not be the brightest joker.
That ain't 3 weeks, though. 2.5, 3 weeks.
Hold up, Juice man. Slow down. When you shut the hell up sometime and listen to, like, till I ask you the question. Now, you really think 3 weeks or a month out is really, you really think that's a good lock-in for somebody to be anticipating that long? You really think so? I mean, your opinion, though. I'm just asking them.
Let me ask you a question.
2.5, 2.5. Hey, Juice Man, you can't keep saying 3 weeks, a month, then go back to 2 months a week. You can't make your goddamn mind up, man. Make your mind up. And stick with what the hell you said. You trying to be getting political answer, trying to cover everything. At first you said this, then you said that, then you go. Make your goddamn mind up. Is it 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, or what? Talk to me, Juice.
I say up to 3 weeks, dog.
Okay, stay with your 3 weeks then. Quit talking about a road, maybe a month or whatever. Don't keep going back and forward. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, I just want you to be realistic. Now, I'm leave kid alone because see, kid's smart now. See, you know, my main man don't like me no more, so a kid ain't got to be the smartest
man
on the side of me. Now, Juice Man, let me ask you a question now. Just answer the question. I don't want the Ernie answer. I just want you to give me the question. How often do you change your pants that you wear? How often do you change your pants, Juice Man?
Every day.
How often do you change your shirt?
Every day.
How often do you take a bath, shower?
Every day. Unless I work that day, there might be two.
I didn't want the Ernie answer, goddammit. I don't want the Ernie answer. I just want you to say it every day. Now, in all honesty, Juice Man, in all honesty, kid going to correct you when you're wrong now. I ain't going to correct you. Kid took my position. Now, when you fucking up, he's going to have to tell you. Now, Juice Man, in all honesty, as quick as these jokers tab cars, as quick as these jokers sell cars, do you really think 3 weeks to a month out is sufficient? You think that's a good locking in that far out with the way we change shit? You really think so?
You just put me up with that one then, dog. Probably not.
That's what we trying to tell you. Shit. A Joker lockout. We got Jokers locking out for November and October, man. It ain't even September yet. Come on.
Uh-uh.
Come on, G. Come on.
Them come folks on, is just looking for attention.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody else hit the one button to tell me. I mean, it's an opinion, and you can say, dog, you always trying to get it your way.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just being for real. I'm just, kid, if I wanted to see you
yep.
and Juice Man run, and y'all lock out for November, what the hell am I going to do? Sell and jack off to November?
Yeah.
And then at the end of October, Juice Man sell his goddamn car. Then y'all won't run.
Mm-hmm.
Now I done been on that jacket
yep.
off. I've been on that jacket off for that. I could have failed that grease and shit, man.
Right, now pull all the skin off.
Raw, kid. I'm raw.
Yeah.
It's telling the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now somebody, hey y'all, we just talking today, and it's storming outside, and it's good weather. I might have
man.
Me a girl coming over tonight. Yeah, kid, it's that storming weather,
shit.
The baby making weather they call it. They call it baby making weather. You know, you turn the fan on.
Okay.
You don't even have to turn the air conditioner on right now. You turn the fan on, kid, and it got that rain hitting there. You know, I live in a trailer, so that little rain hitting with
mm-hmm.
the drama. I ain't even got to turn the radio, no music on. I'm already in the mood. So if y'all don't want to do that,
mm-hmm.
now I can, but. Can somebody else hit the one button and we can talk about this? See, here go again. We got 91 people on here now, and ain't nobody talking but us. They only listening. Y'all got to participate. Participate. You know? So, you know, just if it ain't me, and you be saying, well, dog, you think you know everything. All right, don't nobody be talking with me. 832, somebody from Texas got some nuts. 832, 3549, talk to
oh,
me.
Oh, man.
That drink, hope that ain't
yeah, what's going on? Y'all know it's me, the mouth of the song, goddammit.
Lord,
what up,
hell
what up,
what's up, Dre?
No, Dre said they got that old what's damn, that old, the grudge speak. Dre said they ready to go to work on a nigga.
Oh, man. Well, they locked me up for Baldur's race or something? They locked me up for Baldur's race or what?
Well, no, they didn't go to December. Now they trying to race over there in a couple of weeks or something. Whatever.
Oh, okay.
But talk
okay.
to Dre. Dre, what you talking about? How far out, Dre. How far out do you think it's how far out you think is a legitimate lock-in, man? How far out, Andre?
No farther than 2 weeks, though.
All right. I'm going to say something now. And see, I'm talking to Juice Man, because Juice Man, I like Juice Man. Juice Man like the regular fan. They go up and down
mm-hmm.
or whatever they think is true. Juice Man, look at it now. A man like, I'm going to use me now. I can use me. A man that
mm-hmm.
knows he got oil pressure normally raised every week. I can understand me not like, you know. Now, if a joker don't race for once a month, then I ain't got no problem. But now the regular jokers around here claim like they race every other week or every whatever. So 2 weeks out
two
to
weeks.
Me would be the
yeah.
2 weeks would be the lamp pole for me. 2 pieces would be the lamp. Now, if a man like myself and now that's too far out, I can live with that too because, you know, like I said, kid, I try to race every week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I might not even want to do 2 weeks out because in 2 weeks I might not have no offers. I go there and tear that shit up the week before. So I 2 weeks is what I live with. I can live with 2 weeks, kid. But anything over 2 weeks, you're pump faking to me. To
mm-hmm.
me. That's me, though. That's just me.
Yeah, when they start going yeah. 3 and 4 and 2, like them goddamn fools on that locking in for October and then November.
October,
now, they
man.
Know damn,
oh, man.
Come on, man.
It's going to be cold and probably goddamn rain and all type of shit around that time.
Now hold up. Dre, I'm glad you brought that up, Dre. I'm glad, because I heard a couple of people say, October, man, it's going to be cold as shit. Okay, we don't know whether it's going to be cold or not, so that's why when we wait till it get a little closer to see how the weather's going. When we
wait
yeah, to see how the weather's going.
That time to be able to
yeah.
lock that shit.
I mean,
lock yeah. in 2 or 3 months. That's
because
why y'all really
if you remember, Dre, a couple of last year, a year before, on Christmas Day, it was 88 degrees, man. It was 88 degrees right here.
Yeah,
so we don't know
well.
Is it gonna be cold or hot. Now this is what I ought to say. This is what I would throw in there. And if y'all, I know they're listening. Don't nobody ever come on to we get ready to close up. Then they want to come on. This is what I do, Dre. Set me and you locked in the grudge, Dre, for 9 o'clock. All right. If we see it's gonna be cold in the motherfucker 9 o'clock, why can't if we really want to race? We can just move it up till we can move it up where the sun got warmer. I mean, why can't we just do that, Dre?
Cause they're saving the bar.
I don't see no problem with doing this shit.
Right.
So you already
right.
know 9 o'clock when that doing shit gonna start goddamn falling down. It's gonna
pole.
Take away the track. So if you really wanna run, you know
we
gotta move it up.
That's like shooting dice. That's like shooting dice. They're trying to say the bar. They're trying to say the bar.
Yeah.
That's all that's about.
Yeah. You over.
Cause what's good
Come
for
on.
The goose is good for the gander.
You can't take Brother D saying that. Brother D said that.
Both of y'all got to go down the same track.
Exactly. But what I was basically saying is, you know, we monitor the temperature. We really don't know how the temperature going to do in October. We assume it's going to be cold as shit. We assume it's going to be cold. But shit, like I said, we done had some 80-90-degree weather in damn December, man. So we don't never know, kid. We don't never know. But
we're going to have some 95-degree weather here.
That's like down there in Florida, shit. It don't really never get too goddamn cold out there.
When it's Orlando
time, but like you say, you supposed to leave away 2 weeks out before you go to lock them in. Because if you lock them motherfucker in for, this is going to be September, and you hiding by locking in for Orlando, that means you ain't trying to get out there. That's some bullshit.
Well, one more thing, I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, me and nephew got that favorite thing. You know, nephew Taylor, we got this. I'm going to address this other elephant in the room. Now, y'all know Devil Horse race coming up in 2 weeks. Devil Horse and Big Jake race. Normally, they done already talked, so people done sort of accepted they was on the same date. They don't like it, but they done accepted it. I swear, man. I was just looking at Facebook today. A kid, they done put two more races on this on the same date, man. I mean, we got that's all together. There's six damn races on the same week. Six fucking races in the same week. I'm saying to myself, why these guys just keep putting these races on and putting these races on? Everybody said, well, there might be a no car. There might be a no car. Do you really got no spectators to make you any money to keep throwing all these races when all these tracks ain't but an hour and a half to 2 hours maybe from each other? Come on, man. This shit don't make no guy doggone sense.
And my thing on that there, dog, they doing nothing but splitting the people up, and that's a damn shame.
That's all they're doing, man. I mean, if y'all trying to make some money, y'all ought to come together, two or three of y'all, and just have a race together, and you'll make some money. I hate to say it, old Pat Callan and them over there, they pretty smart when they do their shit. They get together over there. Pat tried to get him two or three races and go in with him.
He's going to get two or three motherfuckers in with him so they can get that money together.
Well, but what I'm saying is, Ray, ain't nobody technically really making no damn money. And then you're separating the races. They don't know where the shit will go blind, east, west, north, or south. I mean, it's just a total cluster, man. And every year we say the same dumb shit. Oh, we're going to do better. Man, it got worse. It done got worse. We got six races on September 8th and 9th weekend, man. Six races, man. Are them six races beside the one in Texas, I can drive 3 hours and be at every one of them. So I can drive 3 hours and be at damn every one of them.
But, dog, now this is what I'm going to say right here about that, and then I'm going to leave the shit alone. We know about the two main ones. Now, the other four that put together, I feel sorry for them.
But, no, they got their crowd, too. They're gonna nibble off some of the stuff. Maybe not in Texas as much as over here, but they're gonna nibble off some of the stuff. They're gonna nibble off it. Whoever billing your car, put your phone on mute till you finish billing your car, please. Ain't before it's over. So if you're billing your goddamn car, put your phone on mute. Juice man, I know it's your dumb ass.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Jake's race is
Hold on, kid. Keep on,
goddamn. Juice man, you ain't gonna lock a goddamn thing in, but your lips around my dick.
Y'all, you coming? Y'all, if we do something, you coming to trick or treat?
Yeah, I'm coming to trick or treat. I'm planning on being a trick or treat. Yeah. There he go talking about October already. Going back on me with all that noise now. That's your fucking job, kid. With that dumb shit, he talking about October. It ain't even September yet.
No, that's just talking about that. Trick or treat. God damn.
It's kind of hot in Mississippi, so you know you have to give him a pass.
I did.
Kind of hot down
in
Mississippi.
I did that fuck with dog. Yeah, I got this dog. We putting a bullet in this motherfucker house.
Okay, well put it in there on mute though. Juice man, serious business. That noise is aggravating, dog. Put it on mute if you. I can accept it if you're talking, but if you ain't talking, put it on mute until you want to talk, buddy.
Now, dog, you said it's about six races going on that weekend, right?
It's six that I know of. I ain't looked at the smaller tracks, and I
open too. Now, Big Jake's race is the only race that's west of the Mississippi, right?
Well, as far as I know right now, kid. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know why all the folks in the east of the Mississippi would want to try to throw a race on the same day.
Yeah, I just looked at Facebook. They popping up like wildfire. I just seen one pop up. I'm saying, oh, Lord. I know this ain't. I know they didn't do this because the people that I ain't even say it. They know who I'm talking about. Then I'm just disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. The people that throwing races got race car. I'm gonna put it that way. They ought to know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Hey, y'all got some races.
Like they've been saying for the last few years, motherfucker gonna go where motherfucker want to go, and you know all that other type of shit. And that's a damn shame that, like you say, they all can't come together and try to do something.
Bro, that's just a political bullshit by everybody want to say, oh, if they do, they can. That is true. But let's be business sense. Let's be calm. Use common sense on some of this shit. That's all I'm saying. Use common sense. Common sense, man. God damn.
Yeah,
I know Burger King across the street from McDonald's. I know that. So stop using that bullshit. We know this. We already know this. The way I used to goddamn kill a motherfucker to go to McDonald's. I used to kill a motherfucker back. We call it McDonald's back in the day. I don't want that nasty bullshit no way. And Burger King shit, they should be cold, goddamn it. So fuck that Burger King across from McDonald's shit, though. Come on, Trigger. You sound like you got something in your mouth, Trigger. Come on.
Oh, man.
Hey, Willie, now I'm trying to leave, so I done start drinking early.
Hey,
oh, shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, Trigger. Let your head out. Oh, you ain't got no hair. Let your butt. Oh, you ain't got no
man.
But do what you want to do, Trigger. Do what you want to do, Trigger. Do what you want to do.
Dog, I'm going to take my shoes off.
You say you had pretty toes, but I ain't never sucked no toes in my life. I don't either.
Everything has a first.
I ain't finna suck man motherfucker toes. I done ate a lot of pussy,
but
man, I ain't sucking no toes.
You mean, tell me, you ain't in toe action now, dog?
Kid, I'm not sucking.
Yeah.
A pig feet
toe. Hey, kid, why in the hell would y'all put some motherfucking nasty ass feet in your mouth?
Who told you my feet nasty?
I didn't say your. I said a motherfucker's nasty.
We talking about mine right now, though, because my feet don't walk on the ground.
My feet don't touch the ground,
Dre. My shoes do.
Hey, what you say, kid? Go ahead.
Well,
Dre, my feet don't touch the ground. My shoes do.
Yeah, well,
Dre, you wash your feet along with washing your ass, right?
I do, but everybody.
Oh, okay, then. Yeah, well. Oh, okay, all right, then.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Serious business. I got a question on that. I meant to ask the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wash your face and everything the same with the same
oh, no, no.
you wash your ass?
No, hell no.
You wash your ass with? How you do it? How you do it when you go take a
Tanya Bailey said that a long time ago. Shit, 6 months ago.
Dog, if you change towels every day, you wash your face first, then wash your body. Washcloth.
Okay,
if you change a washcloth every day, you can wash your face first, then go down. If you use the same towel a couple of days in a row, you need two.
Uh-oh. Oh, man, not the bleach.
And I prefer one of them to be white.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So we can see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got a point there.
Okay. All right. Trigger, you finna say something just a while ago. You forgot or you done got drunk already.
No, I was finna say... I heard y'all talking about people locking in races a long time before the race. Like I heard someone talking about October, November. You know, I'm going to be devil's advocate, and I'm going to just say this. You know, some people really like to arrange their trips a little ahead of time. So if I have a guaranteed race, I'm not going for no bull crap. I'm just going to lock this race in to guarantee my trip. Some people really do that. I know. Okay.
Trigger, that's a good analogy, but that's the dumbest motherfucking shit you ever could say. A motherfucker races every other week can't do no dumb shit like that unless he's gonna shut his car down. until that time, unless he ain't gonna. Now, if a motherfucker ain't gonna race no more until that time, he can do that. But a joker that race his car as much as he can race, as long as it ain't broke, that can't be no dumb ass shit like that.
But that's a local racer. If I'm going a ways out, dog, I need to guarantee something.
Hey, ain't nobody asked you about guaranteed a race for this one. We just asked you what the fuck you locking a race in. How long should you lock a race in for? You're like right now, all them people that's going to No Guts, No Glory. Now, once they lock in for No Guts, No Glory, I did notice sometimes they don't go racing their cars. They stop racing their cars because they know they go to No Guts, No Glory. Now, I'm just saying, I haven't heard a couple. But that's
but
now,
I also
that
have noticed
change.
That now.
Let me show you. That doesn't change.
Go ahead.
Because everybody got a fucking race before that. Used to be, once my kid get his year in finale, used to be no more races before then.
Yep.
Nah, shit, it's 20 fucking races out of there, man.
But, dog, the way my kid year in finale is that, you know, people shutting down after that.
Well, that's what they usually do. That's what they usually do, figure. That's why you could lock in for No Guts, No Glory. But my point is now, they got 10 more races after Mike Hill's year in finale. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
They got 10 races after this year. Because if Kid and Drayden locked in for the week after Mike Hill race, and he go to Mike Hill race and pass car, well, they done fucked up. They done locked in a damn race. They ain't going to happen because Drayden messed up his car. Kid didn't mess up his car.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
know,
why they be asking for the brake clause.
Well, the brake clause don't do much. The fans take no good. If you got a good highlighted race, we know the brake clause protects you, saving the ball, like Kid said. My point I'm trying to make is, if me a fan, I'm a professional fan, I want to see Kid and Dre race. Now, they lock in for fucking trick or treat, and Dre go to goddamn Jake race next week or something, and Taz call up. Now they can't race.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a fan, you done jack me off for nothing. I ain't
even
that. That's what I'm talking about.
Damn. Blue balls.
That kind of shit. Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, Trickle.
Dicks, get up. Yeah. Well,
hey,
why, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, ask Trickle why the balls can't be red balls.
They might be. I ain't even paying no attention because I don't never see them like that.
Man.
If in my house, I don't see that type of shit, man.
Not the baboon.
Red.
Oh, Lord.
I don't see that type of shit in my house, so I wouldn't know what color they look like. You know, that ain't
I
something I smile upon.
I thought it was blue balls. Y'all got red balls.
I thought it was blue too, but
yeah,
he said it would be red. The green was his sick.
What about the purple one?
Oh,
they got
her somebody
not
kicked,
yeah,
somebody
it
kicked them.
And purple and shit.
Somebody kicked them red and them purple ones.
Yeah. Where all these so-called motherfucking grudge races and shit? Why they can't come on here and talk about this shit? Oh, I know what they're doing. They boycott. You motherfucker, go to me. I'm gonna cut your ass off and you can't get back on because the show's full now. Everybody talking about all these boycotts.
Who's boycotting the show? And sitting on here listening. That's got to be a depressing ass shit to sit on here and boycott the show. You sitting on here?
I welcome competition, Trigger. That's what I do. I welcome competition.
Mm-hmm.
I love this shit. I welcome a motherfucker to come on here and challenge me. I love a motherfucker. I love this bullshit. I live for this shit. Can't nobody hurt a nigga that ain't got nothing to lose. I ain't got shit to lose. You can't hurt a nigga that ain't got nothing to lose.
Well, just go ahead and start sending me that retirement check then. Fuck it. You don't want nothing to lose? You ain't got nothing to lose? Just send that motherfucker over here.
If I send you my retirement check, you're gonna be a hungry motherfucker. You'll be one hungry motherfucker. You think you ain't got no motherfucking hair on your head, chick? Your ass gonna go down too. You're gonna be able to put them white pants back on.
Oh, man, not the white pants.
No, just say if he send me his retirement check, I'm gonna be a hungry motherfucker.
Yeah. You'll be a hungry motherfucker. Ricky, about Yeah, Ricky might like that. Ricky might get tired of holding that big old ass up in there all the time. He might get tired of that shit. Ricky said, damn. Ricky said, I spent all my money sending her ass to the gym and she ain't lost no goddamn weight. Goddamn, I'm glad. Yeah.
That's why he stay his ass in the gym. He need to make sure
Ricky Flag, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that his real name? Well, why your
name? Real name.
Why your name ain't
my
Flag?
My name Trigger Flag. My name Trigger Flag.
That don't even sound right. That sound like a fucking some bullshit. Let me let your name be Trigger Leak. Let you be Trigger Leak, whatever.
That's who I am. But I do that because, dog, I'm going to tell you the truth. A lot of times when I put Trigger Flag on stuff, people always trying to Google me and trying to find shit and trying to do, you know. Mm. And that shit kind of why y'all go on social media looking for
me? Now, I'm going to tell you the truth now. You know, I ain't gay or nothing, but you know Ricky looks big, you know.
Oh, yeah, I do know that. That's a handsome motherfucker.
No, I ain't say all that. Now. I didn't say all that. I just said he look big.
Remember the hell you say, dog?
I ain't said all that. Now. I ain't said all that now.
Yeah, Ricky a handsome motherfucker, dog. I say it to myself every day.
He is handsome, but he look young. He look young.
He look very young. People think he's younger than me. They do.
Yeah.
But you know why, dog?
Yeah,
you know why, though? I'm a woman, dog.
Yeah.
My gray hair come in first because all the variation come to me. That motherfucker just live.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm all right with it.
Oh, yeah. Tell old Ricky he looks all right.
Shit,
it
don't bother me one bit. Ricky's like a little old boy.
Nah, I'm not over your mic, Brother D. I didn't hear the Brother D. I always got to hit the one, but I told him I don't be wanting
to
call
him. Man.
Talking. Hell do you want now? Damn. What you want, Brother D?
Come on, I talked to my show wife later. I just get my mic open because I got other guys on my line. They didn't want to say so.
They ain't going to say that.
Hey, dog. Can you get your nephew on there? I want to ask him a question.
Can I get who?
Nephew.
Come on.
You should have told me
you had to say Private Ryan. Fuck saying some people now. Private Ryan, that's different. You can't say no other people. That's Private. Now, Private Ryan, I usually don't call nobody on the phone, but since it's about racing, I'm going to call him now. Even though I know he's on here listening already. I don't know why he's only the one, but maybe he get mad. Maybe he think the morning show people will get mad with him for coming on the show. So maybe that's why he ain't hit the one. But,
I want to see what he got going on Friday night at Steel. We're going to be on the Friday, October 6th.
I hope you're grabbing your ass, Ryan. Nephew. Okay, y'all cut that shit out now. Nephew on the phone, Ryan. I'm going to go on. Y'all go on mute, man. Nephew. But didn't listen too damn to this damn phone. Hold on.
Yeah.
Now they hung up. Hold up. Guys. Serious business. Now, when a guy's trying to get a lockup, y'all need to be quiet. And whoever with that damn talking thing, y'all just hold that later on when we bullshit. Nephew did house and
hello?
Right. Y'all be quiet. Now.
Tell it.
Nephew.
Hold up.
Hey, nephew.
Y'all go on mute.
Good afternoon.
Come on.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
You know, Ryan getting along pretty good. Look, what you got?
Nah, I decline.
You didn't let me get it out.
Oh, man.
Whatever you gonna call me for? You know what I'm saying? You don't call check on me.
I'm checking to see if y'all got oil pressure.
No, we'll have it by the time shoot us, but.
Yeah, but I want to get you on that Friday. That way one of us could go into the shootout What happened?
Mm-hmm. I'm going there happy.
But what? I'm gonna ask you something, man. What is it gonna take for us to get it on? Like why you around other people, but you won't run me? I'm sorry I did something to you. Did I do anything to you?
Nah, you good.
Yeah, so why you won't run me?
I mean, we probably bump head in the shootout, you know. If not,
I'm talking about before the shootout. Because I got the test before I get up there. Y'all ain't gonna take down for y'all getting the shootout.
Nah, you gonna test? You gonna be tested against TikTok, right?
Yeah, but that is one shakedown. I need to get some testing there.
Well, I watched that. I want no more of that. I watched you run him, and then I decide then after that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why y'all do stuff like this, man? I don't understand. What's wrong?
What part you don't understand?
Like, why you don't want to run me? Like, what's wrong, man?
I don't think I can beat you.
But can I tell you this? We run the same cars. We in the same car.
Right.
So why we... You know, why we wouldn't be able to run each other? Like, what have I done that you feel that you can't beat?
You don't remember you told me your team better than mine, and your driver better than mine, and your car side better than mine. You remember that?
I was just, I'm sorry. I just take that back. I was just playing. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. I really didn't.
Man, I mean, listen. We get prepared to shoot out after all that. We still got all pressure. We probably right then.
Yeah, but I don't.
Right now, we ain't going.
We both got to get past the shootout. That's what I'm saying. If we go through, and. Tangle a little bit before the shootout. That way both of us can get a real strong shakedown.
No, I'd rather tangle you out the shootout. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing a whole lot of racing, but we got some passes on that thing. You know what I'm saying, Ryan? No, we ain't been sitting
in. I got a couple of passes on mine. Ain't really nobody up here for me to race. It ain't no track up here that we can run at.
Nephew,
that's you in the restaurant, nephew?
Nah, that's Tunk over there talking. Go
ahead, I'm on mute. Hey, ain't no problem as long as you talking, nephew. Ain't no problem.
Nephew?
Where
nephew at? Nephew?
Who that?
He still on.
What up?
He still on.
Yeah, I'm still on.
I thought y'all was going to dance with us one time, man.
Who is this?
I thought you
who
were going to dance with that Gold Nova. I thought y'all were going to dance with that Gold Nova with Juice.
Shit. I mean, get in line. We probably dance with you. You coming over to October?
You coming over well.
Still.
Shit. What, not this weekend. Next weekend?
October, man.
Oh, October. Oh, shit, I ain't wrong. Hey, it's a possibility I can get over there.
All right, there's a possibility we can race.
Yeah, I want to run you and that other motherfucker, that dirty guy.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, I run you. You see why I ain't got to run you around? You see this? Yeah, see what's going on?
Hey, motherfucker, dirty Diana, too. I want that gal, too. I want her booty, too.
Dang.
Right.
Yeah.
But, Ryan, you see what I'm saying? You see how they come in? I ain't got to run you, Ryan. You know what I'm saying? You tough. Why would I, you know, you're, you know, that soft meat run to me.
He tough. Hey, nephew, let me phrase that. He tough to y'all motherfuckers that scared of him. I ain't scared of his motherfucking ass. I'm going to knock his dick in the dirt for him.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah, but, you know, like, it ain't, that's all good. But, like, when have you locked in with me?
Let's just say this here.
Hey, sir, Chase is in the call.
Like y'all, hold up. We just got through talking, about y'all about locking in so goddamn far out. Let the shit get close enough, and I guarantee I lock your funky ass in.
Mm-hmm.
Who's trying to lock in?
Nobody.
What I mean, I want to ask this. We all know where we're going to be at in October.
Yeah, but why are we talking about some shit in October when it still ain't even got September yet, though, Ron?
No, but I mean, I'm going to ask you this. You don't know where you're going to be at in October with that car?
Don't nobody know where they gonna be at with them motherfuckers in no goddamn October. And if you goddamn, what's the motherfucker?
Well, yeah, how many grudge races? How many grudge?
Listen to what I'm saying, right? What if you break the motherfucker? You gonna take a broke ass car to steal?
No, but that's why you got to pay the lock in. That's the reservation. When you go to
lock in so goddamn far out, crazy man.
Yeah, but I mean, it ain't nothing between here. It ain't nothing between here that we actually can run.
I tell you what, Dirt Dial. Since you so goddamn tough, like they say, Big J race next weekend, the weekend after next. Bring your funk ass down here, and I got to go to you.
I can't get off work for next weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm 19 hours away.
That's
and I'm
fine.
10 hours
I'm
away 19
from hours from you as well. I'm 20 hours from you. So, I mean, goddamn, we can
yeah,
be in the middle, right?
No, but you don't have a track to come up and run yet. So, what I'm getting at is, I want to lock you in. I want to get a reservation for me and you.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it. But like, what type of money will y'all run for?
I mean, shit, the sky's the limit with us. We used to have problems. We don't have any now, sir.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Well, hey. I mean, I got Friday night open, 1 on 10.
Like I say, let it get a little closer because we got some races going on around this way right now. We got to get out of the way.
Hey, Drake, I want to say this. I've heard this, and when somebody tell me let it get close, I get real nervous. The nephew told me
well,
let it get close.
Well, that's fine.
And then it never happened.
Nephew.
Hey, nephew told me let it get close. Let it get close, and that was 7 months ago. I don't know.
I ain't got
get
nothing to do
that?
With nephew or
come on,
me
Ryan.
Or uncle or none of that shit.
You talking to a lingerie car.
I guarantee you, we got some hard pressure. We gonna go to your G body ass. I want you out of all motherfuckers because you run your mouth.
But I just want to, like you already know I'm gonna want to run for at least 10,000.
I just told you I got no problem with what you want to run for, sir.
Okay.
No problem.
So get your calendar and put me on there for Friday, about 8-9 o'clock. You know I'll be down there.
Okay, let me get through with these little few round here, and goddamn it, you grass. I'm gonna cut you. I'm gonna make you look like this shit looking right now. Burn up.
Yeah, it's locked in my ear. That's all I can tell you.
Well, like I told you, I get you in February. I get you in October when it get a little bit cold. Just a week out. Just let me get a week out ahead of you, and I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my word,
you know,
I got you, baby.
I heard, hey, look, somebody else just told me
about
it. I don't
give a damn what you heard.
About two weeks ago, Ryan,
you're hearing it from me. And you ain't hearing it from no goddamn body else. You're hearing it from me.
Okay.
I can't worry about what other motherfuckers told you. All I can tell you is come see me.
Yeah, I understand. Is anybody else? Hold on, Ryan.
We gonna run this white truck this weekend down here. A bad motherfucker. You want to take the white truck?
No, I don't know nobody that far south. To be honest with you, I don't even know. I never even seen that car until some retarded person came over and he acted like I just knew him.
Dang.
He said, "Hey." I was sitting down on my golf cart, and he
hey,
rocked
listen,
eyes with
man,
me. He
listen,
said, hey,
man,
how you
listen,
doing?
Man.
And I said,
hey, listen,
I said, how you
listen,
doing?
You done told
we
me that
sat there for about a minute and didn't say nothing.
I don't care nothing about that. Line your funky ass up with the car,
and then
and we can
then
go
I
ahead and make it.
Then I asked him, could I help him? And he said, no, man, I got the grudge. I said, okay. I say, what does that mean? And he said, no, I'm just letting you know
you
I got
right,
the grudge.
Right.
I drove off
you
on
said,
him.
Listen, man, you said none of that shit when you was on the same property with the car. You didn't walk over there and tell the man you wanted to do nothing with the car.
No, he walked
so
over to me. I didn't know him.
Hey, shut up, man. I don't like a nigga to talk while I'm talking.
No.
Just sit your mouth and listen to me right quick.
No, I just
you can't talk at the same time I'm talking, bro.
No, but when you going to allow me to talk, Dre?
Well, when I get to saying what I got to say, you can say what you got to say. It's no problem.
No, but you know what I want you to say?
Listen, you still talking. I ain't finished yet.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think I want you to say is lots. That's all I want you to say.
Well, you
but
gonna
ask, man.
Is anybody
else?
You gonna get
is
the,
anybody
hold
else?
On, I tell you what. Hey, Ryan. I tell you what. You want to come out the trailer? You coming out the trailer
on Friday?
Are you coming out the trailer?
Am I coming
out the trailer?
Trailer Friday?
No, stay out the fucking way. Where the dog? Stay out the way.
No, I don't want to come off the trailer. I don't race like that. I don't
you
race
say
like
what
that.
Happened? Well,
I don't race
no
like
business.
That.
You ain't got no business talking to me, because, motherfucker, I don't make shakedown. I'm going to shake down on your ass.
So we can. So, Ryan, tell him we're making an exception for him, man. Fuck.
Hey, wait. Stay your goddamn ass out of the way before I stick
Okay.
Hey,
damn. You done hurt him. We'll come off the trailer for
I tell you what. Like I told y'all, let me get closer, baby. Let me get these other little races out of the way, and we're going to lock y'all funk asses in.
Right,
and say,
I just came on you. Y'all was almost about to race, and
you
went one way, he went another. I just tried to make the race happen. I thought that's good. That was a good thing, man. Ain't that what you wanted? What's wrong with that?
See, where you come in at trying to help a motherfucker, you wrong, Tate. I'm talking to this man. Let this man grow up in the game.
I just love the race. Okay.
We know you.
All right, I'm going to go back on mute, man. So who really? So basically, you really didn't want to race him and come off the trailer. You was happy he said he don't want to come off the trailer. That was, so I really
oh, man, not the pump fake. Not the pump fake and
hey, my bad, Dre. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, man, I'm not fucking with that. I want his ass, nigga. I want him. That's the motherfucker I want.
Whole lot of
capital, motherfucker. It's some new bullshit. They bringing out these.
I'm staying in my place, right?
For
now, you talking, I'm staying in my place, man. I ain't gonna do it no more.
But can I ask this? Is anybody got a G-body like us that want to run on Friday, October 6th at Steel, Alabama?
Hello?
Man, where
anybody
go? Man, that goddamn wine. I shut the show down again.
Damn. I can shut it down. I mean, I just want to run. That's all. I just want to race.
Uh-oh. Here comes that. Hey, I see a number 936 I ain't ever seen before, 6694. Danny boy, you open, Danny boy.
All right, dog. I'm on this mother.
All right. Who 936-6694? I ain't never seen no 936 number. What is it? 936-6694. Hello.
936. I ain't never seen a number like it. What 936 is? Anybody know?
That's
in Texas.
That's in Hawaii.
That's Texas. Is it Hawaii or Texas? Now, I can look it up, but damn, sir.
It's in Hawaii.
Well, they didn't send it.
Because they can't get across the water.
936. 936. Area code.
That's
crazy. You right. You right, man. That's crazy. They didn't
send it. Hey, what about smoke? Is smoke going to be there?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Not the Florida
damn.
Smoke.
Can somebody get smoke on?
Yes, sir. I try to call him, sir. Yes, sir. That's my job,
okay.
sir. Smoke.
Oh, man. Florida smoke.
Damn, Dre fell off. Dre, you better call
like
right back. Dre better call right back. Otherwise, he ain't going to be able to get back on. Dre fell off. He better call right back.
He ain't in nervous.
I'm trying to say, if he didn't call right back, he can't get no slot. I don't know what's going on with him. Goddamn show food today. I don't know if they hear this rule, bro.
Who Ryan trying to lock in? Trying to lock Bart in?
Ryan trying to lock every motherfucking body in.
No, I'm trying to lock smoke in. Really, I'm just standing my class, man, to be honest with you. I wouldn't lock smoke. Smoke talked about me like I was a dog.
Damn.
Oh, okay.
Like I was
hello.
Dog.
Yeah, smoke on. Yeah, smoke on now. Smoke on, Ryan.
Oh, hey.
Smoke,
how you doing?
All right, now. What's up?
Okay. Yeah, are you gonna be in Steel October 6th?
Man, I don't even know if I'm gonna go through the fucking hurricane. You talking about October 6th? You motherfucker. Damn. Nah, I got a race out here October 6th, though. All bullshit aside.
Okay.
Damn.
What about, I know Valdosta is too far out for you. I know you're going to say that, so.
Which one are you talking about, Mike Henry?
Yeah.
So that's Valdosta.
I'm like Henry. Y'all got private ride? Private ride on the Shepherd Showdown?
Y'all making,
man,
I'm
talking about. Man, Shepherd Showdown for what? What does it talk,
man?
I done talked to this man four times. I told him.
Oh, okay.
And this compadre,
uh-oh.
when I'm coming out, this motherfucker.
Hold up, so he ain't pump faking him.
Pump faking at his finest. I don't told him. I can't tell him no more.
Oh, come on, Smoke.
But I don't told you that, though.
No, but I'm just saying, do I supposed to write down our conversation?
I don't. Hey. You going to call him, stick him up your ass, turn him sideways, however you want to do it.
Smoke.
Yeah.
You know the Tony Bynum rule is you can change your mind. You might have changed your mind.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I changed my mind, Tate. How did I change my mind? When you change your mind,
you know you
if
say,
I told
you,
you,
know you
Tate, I told you and him on the phone, so don't come on here with this bullshit.
No, I know what you said, Smoke, but I'm just saying in a peaceful way, isn't it possible a man, including you, can change their mind?
I can't. I got a race the same day as that down here, Tate.
Okay, so now guess what? By him asking you that, is he wrong for asking you? Because
yes,
he's
wrong for asking. I already done told you and him when I'm
Ryan,
coming out here.
Ryan, I told you to leave these people alone until the race get closer, bro. He going to be in Valdosta.
Damn.
I know where these people going to be.
Let me ask the question.
I know where they going to be at to catch him, man.
Are you already locked in with TikTok? Y'all already locked in with TikTok? Somebody said call TikTok.
Yeah, he
y'all
locked
in with TikTok.
That's locked.
They already locked in.
Right. You got to know your personnel, man. He's not going nowhere.
Hey, Smoke, can I say this?
When it gets closer.
Hold on, Smoke, can I say this? I'm sorry, man.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. sorry.
Yeah, apologize. I keep it down. I keep it 100. I told you and Tate on the phone when I'm coming out of here.
I just didn't, I better say I'm sorry.
No, you good. But you know you hear good. You talk good.
Sorry, goddamn it. He could have changed his mind. It was a simple question.
How can I change my mind? I got a race down here the same day. In that case,
When we talk, I'm going to explain something to you. Now, when we talk, you never said nothing about no race on October because we just decided to go to October
I'm not coming out of the state of Florida until Mike race. That's what I told you.
Okay, but again, ain't it possible you could have changed your mind?
I say 20 minutes from a fucking racetrack.
Smoke, would you hear me out, bro? Because we're not arguing. I'm just trying to make a point where all them Z-bodies going to be there. I know you run some of the Z-body shootouts. It might have been possible.
I understand that. I knew that, Tate. The G-body was there.
Change your mind. They're going to have $50,000 over there. You could have probably changed your mind. But now you did not. So it's okay.
I'm throwing the race down here in Orlando. The same day.
Oh, I don't remember.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's what I say. We never talked about
it. I told y'all the next time I'm coming out was Mike Race. That's what I told you.
Okay, you sure did.
So y'all can't get y'all months straight now. Mike Race in November.
I
would be on the fucking property.
I don't even know why he's fucking with you looking for you. I told him where you gonna be at.
No.
I know where to catch these motherfuckers at, man. Just hold on. You got one more motherfucker. You need to lock in for Friday. I don't even know why you on this fucking show. Because that motherfucker ain't on here. Anyway. If you want to be on this bitch for entertainment, then go ahead. Because ain't nothing happening on this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no lock-ins on this show?
None. You looking for us? Fuck no.
None. Who is you?
Nobody.
Oh, okay. That's why I say ain't no lock-in on this show? Not now. Go ahead. What you need?
Not then.
Lord have mercy.
I don't know how long you been on this motherfucker. However long he's been on here looking for this motherfucker and that motherfucker, he's wasting his time. They ain't going out.
Wasting his motherfucking time.
They didn't go out there in motherfucking April. They didn't go out there in May, June, or July. They ain't going.
I want to say this to the whole show.
You cannot go looking for these soft-ass motherfuckers. You got to wait for them looking for you.
That's another thing right there.
Ain't nobody talking about you. What are you talking about?
You said he's looking for some soft motherfuckers. I'm not no soft motherfucker.
Hey, Mike, is that you?
You know what? No, I'm about sick of your ass. I've been trying to just be calm with you about it and civilize. You making something out of nothing, bro. I ain't making nothing out of nothing.
Y'all niggas call me. You jumping in the situation.
You just said you weren't going to be there October 3rd. The shit over with. So we're not talking about you. We're talking about the whole ass nigga that's going to be there, man.
When you say whole nigga, put a straight name on it, nigga.
If you say that, who the fuck you think you talking to, nigga?
Any other motherfuckers he named other than you? How about that? I wasn't on the phone. Y'all call me.
But say that ain't named nobody, but I only called out you.
You started some shit for no reason, man. You said you had a race on October 3rd. I said, okay.
All he did was ask you a question, Smoke. You trying to make this into something else, bro, for no fucking reason.
No. No, you said whole ass nigga.
You know
I don't play that shit, Tate. I don't play with that bullshit.
I'm calling you a whole ass nigga. Yeah.
He said soft ass nigga.
Well, soft ass niggas. I don't play that bullshit. I don't step out of line with you. I ain't no soft ass nigga. Not now, kind of motherfucking way.
You was a soft ass nigga. You is a whole ass
well,
nigga.
Well, you is a puss ass nigga, then. You bitch ass, puss ass nigga. Now, when you see me act like you motherfucking want to do something, nigga.
I
be all that, too. You ain't said nothing, we say. Straighten your motherfucking ass up,
nigga.
Nigga.
I want to take your money, nigga. That's what's wrong with you bitch ass niggas. Get on here always doing something. Well, you sue me, do something. You bitch ass niggas ain't going to do shit. I don't want to
pay you. You ain't going to do shit either.
I want to take your money.
You ain't going to do shit either.
What, smoke.
I'm talking to this
you,
motherfucking man. October 6th, I told the man I'd be raped. November, I'll be in motherfucking Mike Rape.
I want to take your money. Now, if you want to fight, knock me out when you see me, bitch ass nigga. And watch what happens.
You the whole ass
I don't
nigga.
Want to touch your
okay.
ass.
Watch what happens.
I'm talking about racism.
I ain't, you ain't got to tell me.
Racism,
you a goddamn liar. You when hey, I don't even play with you with that motherfucking whole ass nigga shit. That whole ass fuck nigga shit. I don't play with you with that shit.
Baby, you a motherfucking liar, nigga. You call me all type of names in Florida, nigga. I let you get it off.
Well, you might be. Well, you ain't let me get off because I was in your face. You on this motherfucking phone.
Okay, guess what? I'm like, no, I don't want to fight you. So I let you get away with it, nigga. So I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say to your whole ass. You just said you don't talk like that to me. And you a motherfucking lie, bitch ass nigga.
Well, you the bitch ass nigga then.
I let your pussy ass get it off in Florida because I don't want to fight
you. If I was
ass.
A pussy, why you didn't say that to me in Florida then? If I was that much of a pussy, why you didn't say when I'm down here, nigga?
I'm
going to mop the floor with your bitch ass, nigga.
Wait, wait.
Smoke, I'm
Tate.
Tate.
No, Tate.
Just
end this type of shit, man.
Man, I'm gone, man.
No
I ain't got time
man.
For the little shit, man. Fuck that nigga, man. That nigga know what time it is. I'm gone, man. I'm gone.
No violence.
Hey, nigga, I'm going.
Yeah, let him hang up. Ain't no violence.
Man, sister bass ass nigga. But that man
no
called
violence,
me ass type of name before. I let him get
he gone. He gone. He gone, T. He gone.
He gone. He gone. Let him go.
I'm going to talk. I let him talk like that to me because I was trying to avoid a conversation. I don't want to fight no nigga that got a race car, man. So I'm not going to say nothing to him. He was irate. I left it alone.
Right.
I took the high road, but now when he on here saying he don't talk like that to me, he a motherfucking lie. But I don't want to fight none of you motherfuckers on here, man. Get out your motherfucking feelings, hoe ass niggas. You can say what you want to say to me, and then when I say something, I'm aggressive.
Hey, Tate, ain't no fight, man. Orange County police will hold your ass hostage. Don't do that.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna tell you like this here. A motherfucker that's seen it already. Don't put your fucking hands on tape. I don't want to fight no motherfucker or hurt no nigga, because I will. But
we ain't got to talk about that. We ain't got to talk about that. Let's not talk about
it. If they put their hands on the gray one, it's going to be a motherfucking problem.
Hey, it's not happening.
That's all I'm saying.
It's not happening. Let's just not even
that's
think about shit like that.
That's why I try to avoid all this tough Tony fighting shit. I done told 10 motherfuckers, I don't want to fight you, bro. If you mad and don't want to talk to me no more, don't talk to me no more. But you can't talk to me how you want to talk to me. Then when I do it back, you want to fight.
No, none of that.
But why did he infuse himself in that conversation to being soft for?
Did I? Bro, how many times I tried to defuse it with him? I wasn't even getting loud. I said, okay,
yeah.
All he did was ask you a question.
All that together.
But you know, you want me to tell you this? This is why I fail to realize if people feel they don't have no chance in fucking whooping you, they like
they
to take
fight.
It somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah, they try to take it somewhere else. So,
so they won't have to race you.
And that's okay too, Ryan. If
oh,
they
man,
feel like they got to do that
bar.
To keep, if people feel like they got to do that to keep from racing, let it be. Let it be.
But you can't
fight everybody, and you can't sit on the phone and argue with everybody about stuff like that. If that's how they feel, if you think they're trying to take a different route to keep from racing, then just leave them alone. Take them off your bucket list.
But can I say this?
how can somebody sit on his phone and say they gonna mop the floor with somebody? But it's gonna be plenty of mopping. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where y'all from, but shit, we from Chicago. We do this shit for fun. You know, we don't want to get off into that. Like,
So let me tell you this, Ryan. A lot of times, people from different states don't understand people from the way people move in other states.
But the thing of it is, we like to come to the racetrack and have fun, treat people good,
exactly,
respect people. We don't want to do nothing. I really don't say nothing to people at the racetrack. I don't know none of these people no ways. But like somebody talk about they gonna mop something, they gonna mop the floor. Man, look, anybody challenge me in the fighting, let them know it's gonna happen. That ain't nothing for me. So if a motherfucker talk about mopping the floor, let him mop the floor with me. That's all I can say. You get what I'm saying?
We ain't gonna encourage that, Ryan. We ain't gonna encourage that.
But we shouldn't encourage. You shouldn't invite nobody to a fight if you ain't ready to fight. So
none of that.
Yeah, you should.
We're gonna stop the whole conversation.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. Like, if you get an altercation with somebody, a verbal altercation, why take it there? But if you're not really gonna do it, then you shouldn't bring it up.
That's what I'm saying, man. We talking about a fucking race.
Yeah.
I told the man I wasn't talking about him when I said whole ass niggas. He started talking about put a name on it. You study.
But he do. But he do talk. But he
up.
Do talk.
You not talking about.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm not talking about you.
But what did y'all say? But what did y'all hear me say? What did y'all hear me say before y'all got him on? I said he talked about me like I was a dog. He do talk like that. I'm the one that don't talk like that. He do talk like that because he was talking about me on Monday morning after we. He was saying all type of stuff. I just told him I wanted to race him. But then now when I said I wanted to race him, all of a sudden he don't race no more. Yeah, he don't want to race. He don't race no more. He don't come out.
No,
he don't
want to race. That's why he on his bitch on the fight.
Yeah.
Ass motherfucker.
Well, hey, I'm sorry we called him. I'm sorry we called him.
Right.
I asked you not to do this type of shit, man. I told you that don't lead to nothing. I told you don't lead to nothing, man.
I thought they wanted to race. But then why he talk? But why he talk about me then? He don't want to race.
Oh man,
I'm gonna understand that. He talked about me saying my car slow. It was a junk. He was all over me. My pussy ass motherfucker. I didn't understand it. I just say, man,
damn,
this race.
So yeah. Ryan, we can't speculate why people do what they do. He gone, you know. So we can't put words in his mouth. Maybe he did want to race you. Maybe he didn't. We don't know. All I know is the way the situation becoming volatile, I would just leave the whole thing alone. Like, no.
Can I ask something? Can y'all get Mike Hill on here? Mike Hill erased me. I'm not his friend on Facebook no more. Can he put me back on Facebook, please?
Man.
Right, kid. That's how I feel.
Lord,
I was on the other line, and I walked in here and heard the talk. I just was talking shit, and I ain't gonna
go. Did you want Mike Hill, or was you trying to? Mike Hill don't have a race car, so what you want, Mike Hill? You just want to talk to Mike Hill, or what?
No, I was just trying to figure out why he erased me. We was best Facebook friends. Well,
I don't believe he erased you. Mike don't usually do no shit like that. Normally, he don't do no shit like that.
Yeah, we were Facebook friends.
Trigger, can I say something?
Go ahead.
That's the same thing I was saying last night. The problem with good racing is nobody takes the L. I'm not going to get crazy. Can't nobody take a L.
Right.
Oh,
and that's, you know, we can't
get back. We want to go
to
fight.
We can't force people to take it L. We can't force them to take it. When they become volatile,
but
get out their way.
But we'll never know who's gonna take an L until we get up there. Like,
right?
Y'all,
I want to say this. This is what I want to say. If I was down south and I lived in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Texas, anybody that comes from the north, I'd be all over them because we don't have no tracks up here where we can go test that. We have to come down here.
One thing,
hey, Ryan,
in my life,
guess what? That's because you live up north. That's your fault.
I don't use excuses, right?
Hey, that's one thing you said, Dennis. What he just said, Dennis. He just said his Dennis right though. I'll be glad. I hope I can get that damn Regal together. Then I'm gonna travel around. Me and him going out there and race. He fucked me up. I'm gonna fuck him up.
Somebody oh man,
right.
But you not to hey, Buick on Buick crime. Hey, but this is the thing. Now we didn't try to go up these damn tracks. Like they told me, don't even waste my time going to these tracks up here because mm-hmm. you're gonna tell your car. I went out there to three tracks. And none of them was worth nothing. And then when I told people I'm not running up here, they called me all at my name. You scared?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you this, you that. But I tell them people down south, they may not like us as much, but they show us good hospitality. They give us a track
mm-hmm.
where we can race our cars at. You understand
yes,
what
sir.
I'm saying?
Good report.
But if I
good
was
report,
down man. South,
good report.
If I was down south, anybody that come up north, I would get on them because we don't have nothing. We don't have nothing up here where we can test our car. We got to come down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but we won't never know we're going to take a loss.
I can't wait till I get that damn reader ready. I won't goddamn get on your ass around. You ain't got to worry about me. You can talk shit or whatever, but if I got anything in your zip code, I'm going to try your ass. That's me. I'm going to try your ass.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, like, the people up here, when we talk on the phone, I tell them, man, I ain't running up here no more. They try to ridicule me and say, why you build a car with a down south car? They call it a down south car. I tell them because
man.
They support what are we trying to do. We trying to run.
Mm-hmm.
Bag it up and whoop ass up there. Bag the power and whoop ass up there.
We didn't try it. how far you want me to run on a motor? We didn't try it.
Damn.
You get what I'm saying?
And to be honest with you, Pazio, what he's basically saying is why he built his goddamn car to go fast and then slow it down. He might as well just build him a slow car if he was going to do
don't
it.
Complain about the track.
He's just telling you why he come down south and race. He's not complaining about the track. He just said he wasn't going to go there.
Hey,
he ain't complaining about it.
Hey, this motherfucker Tate told me, he said, man, put your car in the trailer, man. You're going to tear it up. He said, I hate to see you tear that motherfucker up. But I had to look at the damn track. I walked the track.
Mm-hmm.
Some spots it was bald, some spots it was good. And I said, man, let me try it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we turned tonight, hey, kid, when we ran Didi, we turned the nitrous off on the car. About
man.
3:30 to run that guy, man.
Not on Didi.
And we never seen him again. We never. Mm-hmm. Kid, when the last time you talked to Didi?
I haven't talked to him.
Yeah. That's it for him.
Well, I can't wait till a motherfucker. I can't wait till a motherfucker knock you in the mouth racing, man. I can't wait.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
When we came down there. The tape rate. You got a microphone. You say, man, I don't care about nobody doing nothing but just whooping Ryan, Vaughn,
mm-hmm.
and Tate. You say, I don't care about nobody doing nothing. As long as they get their ass beat, I'm happy.
But see, hey Ryan, did I say it in your face? I didn't say it behind your back, man. I said it in your face.
Yeah, but you know, but can I tell you this? Everybody felt that way. Like, of course we come down there and we had a disadvantage. You get what I'm saying? But we don't, man. We the underdog.
I can't wait till a motherfucker whoop your ass.
But I didn't get whooped up here. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind getting, see, I don't mind losing. But I don't mind winning either.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying? I don't mind either one of them. But I'm surprised. I'm disappointed at Smoke, man. I looked at him in better light, man. Smoke talked about me Monday morning. We came back from Steel on a Sunday. I got back
mm-hmm.
to the crib about 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Monday morning, I got on the phone about 8 o'clock in the morning. Smoke was talking to me like I was talking about me like I was a dog.
Damn.
Yeah.
Better be on the phone. Better be on the timing. Certain, the timing. The timing makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Yeah. What you mean, timing what? What you mean? Turn the timing down on
it
the
all depends on. No. I'm saying, you know, he might go out there and whoop somebody's ass, and then you can talk to him any kind of way, but he might go out there and get his ass whooped, and then you can't talk to him. The timing of when you're talking to him.
But can I tell you this? When I What's win up? Or lose, it don't matter to me.
Well, you know, everybody don't you take it the take same it? Way you do. Huh? Yeah, everybody don't take it the same way you take it.
Yeah,
some
I want to lose. It don't
some
matter.
Can't take it. Same way. When they draw on you, it should not be a problem. Then when you draw on them, they talking about your pump
right.
making and all
that's
that
true.
Old shit. Man, get the fuck out of
that's
here,
true.
Man. Fuck
oh,
out of
man.
Here. That's true too, Tay. That's true too, Tay. You're right about that too, man. You're right about that.
But you know,
man. Yeah.
But you know when I
fucking crazy, man.
But when I lock in a race, don't you know? I never lock in a race with none of the steps that I want. I'm never able to do that, but I have to lock in and agree to everything what they say.
Right. Hey, I done shifted my focus over to you, Ryan. If I got a barrier car to whoop your ass, I got to whoop your ass for this year over, man. I got to get you, right?
But
you can't come down south and talk to these people like you talk to them. So I got to get on your ass. Got to do it.
But, dog, one thing about it, at least he's been able to talk shit to you, and damn, they say whatever he want to say. You're going to still race him.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to talk to him the same way.
Let me show you something, Tate. Ryan ain't never played that punk bullshit and all that whole ass shit to me. He ain't never. So I don't say it to him either. I just say I want to win his ass. That's as far as I go. Because that's as far as we ever win.
Hey,
right.
But dog.
We ain't never
hey, but dog, I don't play it with nobody. I think it's just me personally that they don't like it. I don't ever really curse nobody out or call them out their name. I just talk to them. And I think they probably would love me better if I curse them out and call them all out their name. I don't want to do that.
Oh,
man.
What I'm saying is, Ryan, you ain't never talked to me like that, so I don't ever talk to nobody else like that unless they talk to me first.
As far as I ever went with you, Ryan.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, the only thing I said
no,
around here is every time I see him, I want somebody to whoop his ass
no,
now. That's as far as I go.
He said he hasn't talked to nobody like that, but Smoke was talking to him like that, right? And then he just said he don't talk like that to people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. No. Because, see, I learned. Yeah, but see, like, it'd be a lot of people. They talk aggressive, and they actors.
Man, Disney just keep calling.
You know, like they actors.
Like Disney
like
keep messing with me flat. We ain't buying no tickets.
But
go on mute, goddamn. Go on mute, you can buy all the goddamn tickets you want. Go on mute.
You like that? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I can't say yeah or nay because I didn't hear it either way. But I'm just saying,
no.
You was
on there. No, you was
no,
on there.
No, I ain't never heard him talk to you like that. I went on there, right? I'm serious. I ain't never heard
it
you
was
smoking too.
Hey, it was him. Look, it was him. Everybody heard it because they was talking about. Somebody called me and said, "Man, listen to what they talk about." And I listened. That's how me and Smoke start talking. And I asked him. I said, "Man, when you gonna race?"
No, but Ryan, I ain't never heard you and Smoke go in. So I went on there.
Me and Smoke. You're right. Hold on, dog. You're right. Me and Smoke never went at
Smoke.
It. He talked about me, and
it
I listened.
Just, it was just Smoke.
You know what I'm saying?
It was just Smoke, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it was. Cause I didn't know somebody had to tell me who he was. I had to ask him, man, what type of car you got? And he said,
mm-hmm.
"Man, you know my motherfucking car, this and that. You seen me over there?
Right.
You
grabbed me." Yeah, after all that, Ryan said, "Well, when you want to race?"
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he was talking crazy to a motherfucker. Now he get on here tonight and say he don't talk like that. Man, hey, a motherfucker that knows Smoke, know that man mouth reckless like a motherfucker, man. He need to stop it.
Damn.
He need to fucking.
Yeah, that's. I'm surprised. He should be ashamed of himself. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? He's talking about he was mopping floor with somebody. There's plenty of floors that need to be mopped.
I tried six or seven times to say, "Okay, Smoke,
If you ain't going, bro, all the man did was ask a question, bro. I ain't talking about you. No problem. He kept going. No, you talking about me. And I said, bro, I'm not talking about you. The fuck else you want me to tell you?
Yeah, in that part, I think it just was a misunderstanding, you know. I just think y'all got a misunderstanding on that.
I said it 5 times, I'm not talking about you,
yeah.
Bro. You said you're not going to be there, so you cannot be in.
Hey, but then he say, hey, but after you said that, he said, yeah, because I ain't no soft motherfucker. Like, man, you don't have to.
Let me ask this question, though, y'all. Did somebody call him to get on the show?
Yeah,
I called him. So listen to this, y'all. If somebody called me to get on the show and your focus is like trying to lock me in and I hear somebody say that, automatically I think you're talking about me. So there is a little bit of a misunderstanding.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where I think it came from. I think that's the way it was.
Hey, Trinka. I disagree, honey. Because listen, we had an understanding that he have a race on the 3rd. So I said, Ryan, I already told you about calling some of these whole ass motherfuckers to clock in and this, that, and the 3rd. And he said, who you talking about? You ain't talking about me. I said, no, I'm not talking about you because you said you already not gonna be there. You're not even in that equation. So I tried to
I don't think at that point he really heard you. Because he
I said it four or five times.
No, he heard you. He heard it because he clarified.
I
can't.
I hear y'all, but I'm just trying to say, really,
if you think about it, it could be just a simple misunderstanding. He could say he didn't hear you.
I'm not going to look at it no other way, Trinka. It was on some other shit. I tried everything in my power to understand I wasn't talking about you, sir. He said, yeah, well, put a name on it. I said, but I'm not talking about you. I ain't got to put no name on it because I don't know the people I'm talking about. So we verbally going back and forth about me not talking about him. So then he said, put a name on it. So how is it a misunderstanding? As soon as he came out of his mouth and said, well, put a name on it. If you ain't talking about me, so at that point he know I'm not talking about him, right or wrong.
Well, if I tell you put a name on it and you don't, then I'm going to take it back to me.
Well,
because you're not saying who you're talking about. Some people just naturally aggressive, like you're naturally aggressive.
Didn't you just hear me say, fuck it, then you as a whole ass nigga. Because I kept telling him I wasn't talking about him. So then I said, fuck it, you is a whole ass nigga.
Because he didn't want to understand what I said,
I'm not talking about you, bro. I ain't talking about you. But that's where the misunderstanding came, though. You're trying to make me say some names, and I said I wasn't on the phone. I just got on the phone. I didn't hear the names he called out. But I wasn't on the phone either.
When I came on, I just said, ain't nobody on this show. I didn't hear what happened before that. So I wasn't on the phone either. I had my phone on mute.
I'm going to say it again for the people that don't understand.
I don't go to sleep
with none of you niggas on my mind the next day or none of that. But if you want to fight, put your hands on me because I don't want to fight you.
Dog, wait, we can finish this. Dog, can you try to call Smoke back for me? Let me talk to him real quick.
No. You heard Smoke was already in a bad mood, so I knew you should keep him asking. He was in a bad mood.
Oh,
he was already in a bad mood when he got on the show.
What I'm saying is right now he's in a bad mood. He don't want to hear that shit right now.
He must have a toothache or something.
But it's a complete misunderstanding. If I think in the way I really think, I think it's a complete misunderstanding.
The reason I said I know you should call him. He did say it 3 or 4 times he wasn't talking about him. Then he wasn't talking about you. He basically didn't want to hear. But you know what it is.
I'm gonna tell you what it is. The man talked about me so bad on that Monday morning that I won't forget it. But every time I get a chance to ask him, when will we race, he has a problem with me asking him that. If I would have told him, forget this race here. On Friday, I'm going to march down there to Florida, and man, you go race. He won't race me. You get what I'm saying? He just said he gonna be at Mike Hill race. What's stopping him from running me at Mike Hill race?
When it get closer and you ask him, watch what the outcome be.
He not gonna want to race. But he aggressed me. He talked about me like,
he gonna lock you in for a small ass pot, 300 or 500, and pay you the money when you get there, like balls, like they done did me 5 motherfucking times. That's what the fuck they gonna do.
Oh man. Damn. A small pot is, I'm not understanding what that means. They lock in $300 or $500 and then they pay you to punk out.
Yeah. I ain't started. Yeah. The man said put a name on some shit. Like, I won't put a name on it if I knew the fucking name. This is crazy.
You talking about the old man that has the green car?
No, man, me and Baldy cool, man. I don't know what's smoke coming with all this bullshit lately. But me and Baldy cool, the motherfucker. I'm gonna leave it alone, man. It's all good, man. Fuck him.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Fuck him.
Leave it alone, Tay. Because it just keeps shit going. Leave it alone.
Can I say this? To everybody.
And if you want to act tough, tell him to come when you see me act tough.
You got open forum. You got carte blanche around. You can say anything you want to say. You got open floor.
I want to say this. I apologize. I called Brother D trying to get in on your show. I thought this is a show that support lock in.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured out I called the wrong show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'm
proud. Hey, Ryan. I'm not gonna let you say that, Ryan. This is the show of lockies.
No.
I'm not gonna let you say that, Ryan.
No, but
you just called the show at the wrong time. This is the show, though.
But I mean, every time I call, it's the wrong time. Like, I don't remember that.
He can't be the one trying to lock somebody in. He gotta wait till they call him to lock in.
Act like your car broke, Ryan. Tell the people your car broke, Ryan. You'll get a lock.
No, I ain't never going to tell nobody that. Now, I don't do that. Dang. See, you know why I don't ever say that? Because the car will break.
That's that bullshit. Karma. That's that karma. Exactly.
Yeah, I'll never say the car broke. Because once it do break, I don't want to see it broke. But what I can say is I apologize to the listeners and the fans. I thought I was going to be able to lock some people in.
Sometimes people do want to hear, because, you know, we do get on Facebook in the back lines and say some shit, and then we be pumping. But now when you come
but
on
you
here
know
and
what?
Say person,
hey,
then,
dog,
everybody can
hey,
hear
dog, could I say, yeah. Hey, can I say this? I think it may be
yes,
me. Now, take bear witness to, I told Tay, I said, let's call this guy. We know he going to race. Because he talks the big money stuff, and he say he going to race. I got on the phone. I said, hey, how you doing? He said, what's up? I said, nothing, just seeing what's going on, see you want to race, you know, see you want to go down to steel. At the end of the day, the man said, man, keep my name out your mouth. And I said, man, I ain't never said nothing about you.
Ryan, let me tell you a secret, Ryan.
I said, I ain't never
let me tell you a secret, Ryan.
Hey, look.
If I ever get anything close to you, in your zip code or area code, in the same G-body tire size or whatever, you ain't never got to have no problem. I'm gonna be dead on your ass. You can't move without me being on your ass.
Hey, but dog, listen to this though. So I said, where all this coming from? Man, you get this. What he told me, you get on all these shows and you be talking. Keep my name. You know, I thought I was Chris Rock, and yeah. I know how Chris Rock feel, and I thought he was Will Smith.
He can't say his name, man. But see, this is the killer part.
I never said his name, and then he said, I said his name. I told him, no, I didn't. I ain't never mentioned you. So he said, keep my name out your fucking mouth. So I say, I said, tell me what I said. You know what you said. I said, no, I ain't got to explain to you. So I said, look. I said, okay, man. I said, if I offended you, I apologize. I said, man, do you want to race? What? You ain't hear me? You ain't hear me the first time?
Hey, man.
I can't wait till a motherfucker wall off in your ass. I can't wait till somebody get in your ass.
Listen, dog. Hey, Ryan, for real.
Yeah.
How many people have you apologized to this week?
I apologize to everybody that. Hey, I apologize to everybody that I defamed. I apologize to everybody I defamed.
Man apologized to about five motherfuckers this week, man.
God damn. Come on, Ted.
Last week, man.
We ain't gonna call it. Hey, Tate, we ain't gonna call it private round. We ain't gonna call it private round. We're gonna call it apologizing round.
Told that guy, he said, could you at least tell me what I said? The dude said, no, you heard what I said. Keep my name out your mouth.
Then I asked him, I say, you don't want to race me? He said, you heard what I said. I said, so tell me now you don't want to race. He said, lose my number. You ain't never got to call me. What did I do wrong? Hey, what he said didn't hurt my feelings, but I thought it was like a female that broke up with me. I'm like, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do wrong? You get what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I thought I did everything right.
Is anybody out there on the phone got a car that's in Ryan's category or close to it? I'll bet the money. Can I borrow your car? I don't usually beg nobody to run their car. Can I borrow y'all car? I got to run this big mouth motherfucker. Y'all let him talk this shit and won't run it. The best way to stop him from talking that shit is to go up in his ass.
It ain't like I'm saying nothing slick.
Oh,
I ain't drunk on nobody. I'm just asking people they want to read.
You talking nasty, man.
Bad acting.
Hey, listen to this. I'm talking nasty without using nasty words, huh?
Right. Somebody, please, anybody that got a car that's anywhere close around, could I borrow it for just one race? Even if I lose, I got to go to his ass. I got to run it. I'm going to text. I might have a car already. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, him and Jimmy Chavis locked in. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Him and Jimmy Chavis locked in. Yeah, they locked in. Yeah. I had to tell
that gentleman I didn't like the way he was talking too aggressive to me. And that ain't the way I operate. Like, if you go lock Ryan in, don't get off into the tough stuff. Like, don't do that.
I don't really know.
See, when I get on somebody's ass, they going to have to get the police involved because that's the only thing going to stop me right about it. So I just try to, you get what I'm saying? Because I get up every morning. This is what I do. When I get up every morning, I leave outside. And I leave outside my doors. You know what I'm thinking? In my mind, I'm going to have to fuck somebody up today. You get what I'm saying?
Man?
But I try not to do it.
Yep.
I just go mind my business. I don't say much to people. When I'm at the racetrack, see how many people I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I say, how? You know, people think something wrong with me. I say, how? Tate told me, he said, man, what? He said, motherfucker said, man, what, Ryan, weird as hell. What the fuck wrong with him? Because I just know how people are. They get offended over small stuff. You know, they sabotage you. You get what I'm saying? They try to defame you. They do all type of stuff. Ryan just want to race. That's it. That's all, man. If I ain't gonna get no races, I'm gonna sell my car, man.
Don't sell it yet, man. I got to try to get a piece of your ass for you. Sell it. Don't sell it yet.
Hey, but I told you. But hold on. I gave you a wish. You said, would I run juice? And I said, yes, and I tried to lock him in many of times.
Well, they're just me talking now. They're just me talking. I'm just saying if I had juice, your ass would be, I'd be parking your, you had to call the police to get me out your front yard. That's me, though.
Yeah.
That's just me talking.
But see, I don't mind that, because I'm going to tell you this. That TikTok, they've been bullying me all this time. I haven't said nothing to them. They were bullying me. They put them on the Up North show one Thursday. The man came in talking big time mess, and I asked, I said, man, who are you? He didn't want to say what his name was.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then we, you know, like 2 or 3 months after that, I went to the track. I never seen him. You know, never heard from him. And then they won one time. And then they got on my ass. No, I just couldn't take it.
Okay.
And I know I don't have no business. Like, that car, man, I know I ain't got no business running that car. But they bullied me. They pulled me in the corner. What am I supposed to do,
Hold up now. Why you ain't got no business running it now? Hold up now. I don't agree with that now.
Because because I just think by me looking at the car, I just think it's faster than me. So that's why I haven't locked in. When I just think it's, I'm just trying something because what can I do? Every time I look around, they get my car on a picture with this car. You follow what I'm saying? What am I supposed to do?
Yes, sir.
You get what I'm saying? Yes, like what do I supposed to do? Like the car I'm trying to run, he beat the car. Like I don't have no business even messing with the doggone car. I'm trying to run Juice.
If I know where Juice them stayed at, I go over there and steal a car and come up there and run your ass and sneak it back in the house. Cause I want Juice to whoop your ass. I want Juice to get on your ass. That's what I want to get on your ass. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't mind them running me, you know, but it's all a gamble. Do I think I got a good chance in being TikTok? No, because it's not in the class with me. So I don't think it's a good race, but
Hold on a minute. If you say he ain't in the class with you, but then Juice ran him in, so when how you figure Juice? Why you trying to run Juice then?
Because I think Juice in the class with me.
Hold on a minute now.
I was forced. They kept bullying me. Aunt Boney kept bullying me.
Oh man.
You know, it was my time. Just, you know, like sometimes you got to stand up to a bully and say, "Come on."
Mm-hmm.
I had to stand up to him. Cause every time I said something, and Boney come.
Now I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna get if a TikTok dude beat you, that race don't interest me. I want to see Juice beat your motherfucker. That don't make me feel good. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I feel the same way. If I happen to be TikTok, he just was another country bumpkin on a log. I
want to
run Juice too. You know why I want to run Juice? This is the reason why.
No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
I'm gonna tell you how good my memory is. It was February. And nephew told me he wants to lock me in with a red Cutlass.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I want to run a Regal. I said I want to run a Regal that looked like mine. Called Soul Enough. And he said, no, but we'll lock you in with this red Cutlass. And I told him, I think the Cutlass is probably too much. I said, but you know, like when it come around, we'll make them happen. You know what he said? When it get close to the race, we go ahead and make it happen. I got down there, the first pass that the car made, I'm in the safety lanes. There's about 50 million people from down south were bullying me, pushing me around, had me in the middle of the circle. And I said, man, they did everything but turn me upside down and go in my pocket, right? That's what I said. I said, man, can y'all leave me alone? I mean, everybody was on me. And you know who else? You know who else was on me? Cash App. Cash App was on me. He was so confident. He said, man, I'll run you. I said, I bet you will. And then, like, he drew on me. I didn't want to beat him. I didn't want to race him, but he forced me to race him. You get what I'm saying? He forced me to race him, and then we raced. You get what I'm saying? He courted me, and I just had to come out. I just had to sidestep him and come out the corner. That's all.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
So
you now you sidestep and kick him dead today.
Well, I didn't sidestep him and kick him in his ass. I sidestepped him and I gave him a jab. I gave him a cheap shot. You know what I'm saying? I just gave him a cheap shot. That's all. I barely got away, but at the end of the day, this is what I want to say. I want to run Juice. I don't know why nephew is declining. Like, I don't know. Like, did they sign a petition to boycott me? I can't grudge race none of the cars. I want to run. Oh, my. I want to run. What's the other car? Show Enough. Sure Thing. I want to run all those cars.
Yeah. I hear you. Some of them I want you to whoop their ass, but, you know. I just need somebody to get on your ass that talk shit like you do or whatever. So far, you know. You running goddamn TikTok, yeah. Now, Jimmy Chavis, that's the guy. He talk a lot of shit, but I don't get no satisfaction if on that race. That race don't excite me. I want to see it, but it don't excite me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the thing. I just want a race, man. That's it. Can a brother get a race on?
Right. See, I'm going to be honest with you. Jimmy Chavis talk as much shit, more shit than you talk. And so I wouldn't care if he get his ass whooped, but I wouldn't care if you get your ass whooped me.
But
so I don't care which one of y'all win that one. I don't care which one of y'all win that one.
Yeah, but see, I don't talk. I don't know him. So why would I talk? Like, he can't. They got me on the phone.
I'm just saying, though. Yeah. I mean, you a nasty motherfucker now. You nasty now, Ryan. You talk real nasty to a motherfucker now.
But I'm going to ask you something. When have you ever heard me curse somebody out?
No, I ain't heard you cuss nobody out, but I'm just saying though. You know, I haven't never heard that.
Have you ever heard me use nasty words?
Well, I've heard you say a couple of nasty words, but not really toward nobody like that. So I gotta admit, I ain't never heard you do that. No. But how you know you talk to a motherfucker nice nasty, what we call it down south, nice nasty. You talk to him nice nasty. So I really want to see somebody draw up in your ass. I really want to see somebody to tear your ass up.
Yeah.
Shit, TikTok. If you're in TikTok world and he beat you by a football field, that don't do nothing for me. That just don't do nothing for me.
You don't want to get that. You want that juice to lock horns for that dirty D, huh?
I really want to see juice go up in your ass. Now that right there make me goddamn get a nut right there. I really want to see juice go up in your ass. That's what I want to see. I ain't trying to hide it.
I want to see nephew under pressure. That's what I want to see.
Nephew under pressure, you know. You better be there under pressure. You might fuck up me, and under pressure, you got a problem. Under pressure, you got a problem, man. You better hope he ain't under pressure. He might fuck up then because he might think he got something sweet. You don't want to see him under pressure.
Oh, man, pressure buffs price.
You don't want to see nephew under pressure. Trust me, you don't want to see him under pressure. He's going to your ass. If he's under pressure, he's going to go to your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I seen that happen in that shootout a couple of weeks back when we was in that shootout. You don't want him under pressure. You want him to be relaxed and think he can win.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might have a chance of whooping him. You still might whoop him, but said he under pressure. He do better under pressure than he do regular. He do better under pressure. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, pressure busts a pipe. They said water runs iron. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Y'all still there?
Yeah, we still here.
Yeah. You gonna push the wrong button one time on nephew, and he gonna go square up in your behind. You gonna push the wrong button at the right time one time. Why you that did? I've been knowing on nephew a long time. He played chess, not checkers. He played chess, not checkers, if you understand that, Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan, you there? Ryan, you ain't no good poker player, Ryan. You ain't no good poker player, neither.
No, I'm just like, what's wrong with that? They drew on me. I didn't draw on them. Now, since I can have, like, a response, they mad about my response. I ain't said nothing.
Oh, man.
What did I say wrong? If he tell me he'll beat my behind with that cutlass, and then I say, man, when we go wrong, he tell me I decline. That don't make sense.
Well, maybe he just declined until he get ready to run you. He already told you when he get ready to run you. He's going to run you when he gets ready.
But like, how long do I supposed to sit there and say that? But then if my car break, what are you going to say? I tried to run you. Oh, man.
Off. He said that. If he said that, I'll be – nephew, don't, he don't operate like that. I'm going to be honest. I ain't trying to kick up for him, but he don't operate like that. If he doesn't
no,
like that, that would be
good. Now, me and nephew, hey, me and nephew, we
somebody
best,
block Big Eddie number,
best
please. Yeah, block Big Eddie number.
Oh, man, not Big Eddie, not Mudbone.
Yeah, block his number, man. He come on here every week with that bullshit and ain't going to run nobody.
Lord, I'm put Big Eddie up in there.
Come on, man. Come on. Ryan, we was having a serious conversation.
No,
come on, Ryan.
Hold on. They have a car.
Come on, Ryan. Somebody's going to call the police on you.
They got a car.
Well, he hear you. He hear you talking. No damn well he ain't going to run you. He had a man to come all the way out of California to come down here and run him. He didn't even show up. No goddamn will he ain't going to run
man.
You.
Yeah. Lord, have mercy.
He had a man come all the way out of California looking for him.
Hey, I want to see I want to see a Mudbone 2.0 get up there with that ghost. Oh,
man,
shit.
Mudbone 2.0, 3.0, and any other kind of way ain't finna do shit but talk. They ain't finna do a damn thing.
You know, they was trying to get me to run that boat, and I asked them, "What caliber of gun should I use to commit suicide with? Why would I do that?"
Mm-hmm. Say, you don't need to mess with boating now, no. So you don't want that trouble.
No, hell no. But then when I asked them, would they run tape card, the men started stuttering. Oh man, not on the two step.
You know, Mudbone, he on the phone right there. He is now. He ain't nothing but a Big Eddie. Your mind go. You know you ain't nothing but a fucking big pump thinking motherfucker.
Damn, dog.
I don't want no
trouble with Ryan and Tate. I don't want none of trouble right now.
Okay, well, Ryan, be quiet, Ryan. You say you want to run me? Hold up, you want to run me?
Yeah.
Hold up. When you want to run?
I'll let you know.
See that? See what I'm talking about, Ryan? See that? Why do a dumb motherfucker come on and tell me he want to run, motherfucker, don't know when he want to run? I come up there and run that bitch.
Oh, have mercy.
Well, the rope getting short. The rope getting real short,
yeah,
dog. It's probably Daniel talking about too.
Come on and show when your rope got the knot in it, motherfucker. Not the pump figure knot. Right now, all you doing is running your goddamn mouth and ain't going to bust a grape in a fruit fight.
Mm-hmm. See, dog, that's why I ain't been saying nothing, man, because I don't want to be just running
my
mouth.
Don't tell
man.
Me you want to run me then. Don't tell me you want to run me then. You act
okay.
Like, well, I'll run you. Okay, you say I'll run you. A motherfucker like you, I'll take a week off to come to you. I'll come to you.
Oh, man, not the week off.
I'll take a week off to come to you. Yes, sir. I come see you.
Be cool.
You and Leroy.
Dog, don't make the rope get too tight, man.
You and Leroy ain't going to do a – well, I ain't going to bother Leroy because he don't really be saying much. But, but your big mouth ass, run Leroy up that motherfucking tree and watch how I goddamn it make him stay up that bitch.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah, we got a long way to go before we can reach out to Ryan and Tate, man. But we'll be reaching.
Man, you guys might have a long way to reach out, a long way to go to reach out for Tate. But Ryan ain't that damn tough.
Okay.
Hey, man, who got all the goddamn noise, man? Who got all the fucking background noise, man?
Tick tock.
Yeah, Tate pretty exploded right now, but Ryan. Ryan is within reach. He can be reached. He can be touched.
Oh, man.
I'm going to take your advice, man. After we shake this car down and whoop your ass, then I invite Ryan to ass whooping if you want it.
Which one you going to do first? Shake it down or whoop my ass? Which one you going to do first?
I'll probably shake it down as I whoop your ass.
All right. A set of lips will say a lot of shit that don't mean that. A goddamn pair of lips will say. You ought to use them lips for more than just talking out of them. Use them, make you some money.
You know, I ain't going to have nobody out. Come from way out of town, man, and not race them.
You already did. You had a man, Bodie came all the way out of California. You motherfuckers been racing. Like how far out of town can you come from California? How far can you come from California?
Well, dog, you know how it's hard to get this sometime, man, when you think you're going to get them and don't get them, ain't nothing you can do.
You said, goddammit, you have a motherfucker coming from out of town. The man came from goddammit California to run y'all, and y'all didn't even show up at the track and say, hey, man, we apologize. Y'all didn't even show up at the track.
Yeah, we was at the track. I got pictures with him to show you. I signed his autograph for him.
If you had a DB like that, if you never took a picture, your ass laid out on the goddamn ground. That'd be come with that motherfucker, didn't run.
You know what Bodie said? Bodie said, man, I sure was hoping y'all couldn't get together, but I came anyway. I was coming anyway. That's what he said. But he really wanted us to get together.
Brother D, we don't even like him to talk. Brother D told y'all, ain't nobody at the track could have whooped Bodie. You couldn't even call nobody over there to whoop Bodie as fast as he was making. You couldn't even call a motherfucker.
But we're going to whoop him because he gave us a handicap, man.
Y'all was going to trick him with that old backtire break shit again. He was on the
edge. No, he was giving us a head-up break. That's all he was giving us?
That wasn't going to do you no good.
Man, I was going to kill him.
That wasn't going to do you no good. No good.
Well, we was going to try, dog. And we still, it ain't no weird. We'll have to go back there and see him. We going to take that.
I'm gonna get Ricky Cameron to get on your ass. You know, Ricky Cameron, that's his nut hugger. You know, Ricky Cameron, that's his nut hugger.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. And you're him in the same category.
No,
I'm
not quite.
Motherfucker. Yeah, Big Eddie. You might want to stay in your place. You don't want no trouble. You don't want that trouble. Well, guys, anybody got anything? We finna get ready to shut this baby down. Ain't nobody doing nothing but talking shit. Y'all done got smoke all riled up in Florida. They got a storm coming, and y'all got it riled up on the show. Ryan, we got to bar you from the show. You keep on coming and shutting the show down, Ryan.
I ain't doing nothing.
You got to say, kid, we're going to let Ryan back on the show, man. What kid is? I got to check.
What is that? What did you say, dog?
We're going to let Ryan back on the show. Ryan, keep on coming on the show. Shut the show down, man.
I told you, man, you need to bar Ryan and Tate off your show, man. They're bad acting.
Yeah. Then Big Eddie come on in. Big Eddie texts me more than my hoe texts me.
Oh, man.
I got to find a way to block his ass, man. I got to block him. Every time I be in a good mood, he texts me some bullshit and fuck me up, kid. Just piss me the hell off. You know the
not
that
mud bone.
Me off.
That's mud bone,
man. Come on, man. He wasn't got doggone Brother D, man. He wasn't Brother D with that goddamn. What's his name? Lowrider.
Lowrider.
Hey, dog, I thought me and you was 98-2. I know you want to hear from me from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I swear, I don't want to hear from your motherfucking ass. God damn. Every time I be getting my groove on or something, you text me that mud bone shit. Piss me off every goddamn time, kid.
Lord, that must.
Yeah, man. Talk about him, I can't even get an erection. She just fold up.
Hey, kid, you're going to bear witness, man. You're going to bear witness to this kid.
Oh, I hear you, Big Ed.
Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Make dog eat all them words.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes open.
If I got oil pressure in a goddamn vehicle, I will come to your ass. I will come to you. You know, I'll take that excuse from me. So right now, you already know that excuse is off the table when you come in. You got a bunch of jokers use that excuse about their travel shit. They don't want to, you know, if I want a sucker like you, I'll travel to you.
Well, that's a good thing about it. Even if the car travel, I don't have to travel.
As long as it's your shit,
and I know it's your shit. I just want to whoop your ass. Because I saw you got two cars on it. I see you already done switched cars up. I seen it, but I ain't scared of neither one of them right now.
You the same two cars?
No, you didn't have one at first, though, motherfucker. You got two now. Yeah, you got two now. You didn't have one. But it'll show you, I know you got the same people dealing with two cars that don't know what the hell they doing with one. No damn well they don't know what the hell they doing with two. You got a bunch of dummies dealing. And y'all, you got a bunch of dummies with you. All y'all know. Nobody.
That's right. We're going to try to have some fun. We're going to try to have some dummy fun. If we get fucked up, we just get fucked up.
If all y'all morons, you can't help but have fun. All y'all morons. Shit.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking morons.
See, we try and get ourselves in shape now, dog. We don't have to run them big tires. We trying to get the car going down the track with little tires now.
Did I just
some people we got to chase, man, and the big tires ain't gonna race. Ain't gonna work. Well,
you
we
can put on the biggest tires you can find, and on the ideals list, you got to fuck. Put on the biggest one you can fit.
We're going little tire now. We got to get down them glue tracks. We can't use the big tires, man.
Well, y'all ain't got no glue tracks up there. Y'all ain't going to cross that border. Y'all motherfuckers ain't
going to
travel.
I just told you we got to cross the border now. We got to chase people. We got to be bounty hunters, man. We're going to be like bounty hunters.
Yeah, I used to like you, man. Oh, I'm getting a pitch. I might have some back time to Willie Ball.
Uh-oh.
Hold up. Big Eddie been saying that since last year and the year before. Exactly. That's my point exactly.
I ain't never said that last year.
Hold up.
I ain't started talking about that to this year.
Somebody from your hometown just texted me that shit, too.
Damn, why Chuck texting you that?
No, it wasn't Chuck this time. He got more motherfuckers there that know he ain't about shit than Chuck.
Well, whoever it is, all they got to do is step up to.
Hold up. This is what they told me to tell you, Mudbone.
A bullshit.
Did you think Big Eddie?
I hope they reveal themselves. When this shit step out of the going, right?
All I'm going to say is you don't want the trouble, and they next door to you, so you better not talk too much shit. They next door to you. They ain't got for the trouble.
I want the trouble.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I got another pick. Uh-oh, hold on a minute. I can't tell you. Oh, they say I can tell you. I can tell you. It was Cal City Cal.
Hey, dog. We ain't trying to be the baddest motherfucker in the world. We just want to be competitive, man. That's all.
You hear what I said? Cal City. Right. He said, tell him I said. I wasn't gonna tell you. He said, tell him it's me.
Tell him to keep on digging for that piece. He's trying to get together. We already got him scared. He's shopping.
Oh shit. I know the truth is going to come out sooner or later on somebody. Goddamn, up north on up north crime. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I'm damn sure coming to get him. He can believe that, though.
You ain't got to look for him.
I ain't.
He told me to tell him who said it. Fuck him. Tell him who said it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I was gonna keep it anonymous. Just tell him. Anytime a joker say that, you know he ain't scared of you, big head.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all good. I can't stop a person saying what they want to say, dog.
Yeah,
all I'm saying is the rope
getting
real short now.
Yeah, he said you've been saying that for the last couple of years.
Tell Cal City, yeah. Like you tell me. If you ain't ready yet, shut the fuck up.
You got a point there. I got to be with you now. You damn sure. You tell the truth now. You tell the truth now. Can you just be dead ass right? You dead right now. I can't say nothing but you dead right now, baby. Now. I'm on your side now. God damn it. You ain't ready. That's right. Shit the fuck up. That's up. What you gonna do with old Bad Acting and Ryan? Though? Is Ryan on your bucket list? Is Ryan on your hit list?
Only if he wanna be.
Oh, okay. You ain't scared to do nothing to Ryan though.
No, he can't do nothing but win some money.
Okay. I hear you. Well, I got you. Well, like that being said, then since we done come to a standstill again tonight, y'all, anybody got anything? If they don't, we finna get the hell out of here. We finna get the hell out of here, y'all. Anybody got anything? We finna get the hell out of here. Big Eddie, you got anything you want to say, Big Eddie? Want to shout out your show or something?
No, not really, man. I just coming to say hello to you guys. I ain't been on here in a minute, you know, just listening. So this time I come in to speak.
Right on. All right, good people. If y'all need some spiritual guidance or some spiritual knowledge or something you want to talk about, tune in tomorrow to Sister Marion's show, A Time for Reflection. At 5 o'clock y'all time, that's Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time.